really creepy looking guys in the back.
That's now at Outer Zone.
Yes, and Freaknik and Carolina Con and.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, this is a fan driven con. That means it doesn't happen without y'all. So your job is to ask the panel the really cool shit. Now, what's neat is we also have a lot of people here in the audience who know what they're doing too. So we get to share that knowledge and point people in the right direction. So without any further ado, who's got questions?
I have a question.
In the back.
Nice.
What's the easiest way to get disk encryption on an Android operating system?
No, it's not. What's the right first question? Yes, but that only works once.
And just, you know, to cover our asses, the legal drinking age in this state is 21, so if we ask, are you of legal drinking age in this state, the answer is, of course.
Yeah!
Glad we got that clear.
Oh, yeah.
So what is the answer to this question for encryption on what?
On the Android.
Arrogant bastard, a good first choice.
I feel bad taking your computer on that question.
No, that's tradition. You were first. It's like first post.
So do we have anyone that can answer?
Somebody spit up on a keyboard.
Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Ale. No. This is mine. I just don't know what's going on. We have a few more.
He's not offering, really. He's drinking. Consuming.
So does anybody know the answer to that question? Does anybody know about encryption on the Android flash drives?
I know somebody's working on it. Do I get a beer for that?
Yeah. Because
sure.
I know somebody's working on an encryption scheme for Yaps, flash file system, but I don't know anything about it.
Oh, well. Sometimes the technology is a little ahead of us.
Pay you, John? Huh? Pay you. Pay me what? Pay you. Everyone. Oh, we got a pretty good haul in at Hacking 101 last night, but I did go over by about $100, and that came out of my pocket. So, you know, if you're feeling generous, if you're unemployed,
only $1
a person,
that's all
we
ask.
Yeah.
$1 a person, that's fine.
I would like to have some gas to get home after the con. That would be cool.
$2 a person.
$30.
And I would ask that you try not to puke on the floor, because we got to actually use this room tomorrow.
Okay, thank you. Here, give that to her.
Here comes the giant donation jar.
Yeah, we'll count it out around midnight-ish or something, and the extra will go to the pizza fund. Oh, we have a surprise coming in at midnight, I think.
Will it be wearing clothes?
Just in case it comes back to bite us in the ass.
Yeah, the plausible deniability.
Okay, yeah, that's the word I was looking
for. Plausible deniability, yes.
I can't hear what she's saying.
Oh, she's passing around the fucking thing.
So is there anything the panel would like to talk about at the moment?
Oh, I have a question for the audience.
Sure.
But we demand a good question. Otherwise, I'm going to throw one of the bad beers at you. Not right this second. Just think about it a little bit. Have some liquid thought lubrication. All right, my question for the audience is, this DragonCon app, has anyone hacked it yet? Has anyone fucked with it? I haven't downloaded and played with it yet. My understanding is it's just like a 16K wrapper or something that sends you to the website, and everything is SQL driven. So I'm thinking SQL injection, and if they wrote it in a hurry and didn't take any precautions, maybe we could completely change tomorrow's schedule for the entire
week.
Every panel is Hello Kitty. On every track, we could create new hotels and new rooms with new tracks of programming.
Yeah, the 6th hotel will be in Macon.
Or fix the actual venue map, which is totally useless.
We found a bug. Give him the mic. Tell us the bug.
There were a couple of cases where events that I had added to my schedule that I had bookmarked were then later removed, but they stayed in my schedule. You tried to access it from the schedule, and it would try to open the info for the event. It would come up with there's been an error, and then the entire app would reset.
Interesting. Yeah, maybe if we don't hack the app tonight, maybe we could just find bugs that we could report to them.
Did it give an error code?
Oh, we have another bug here.
I have another bug too.
Wrap a beer.
I haven't been able to replicate it, so I don't know the specific conditions that makes it happen, but sometimes when you're flipping through all events and it organizes by time, when you go to the top few hours on the quick scroll on the right,
yep.
It jumps to like 3 or 4 p.m. every time.
Oh, wow.
I want someone to hack it so it doesn't automatically update every time I open it.
What, you want usability too?
Yeah, I like a little flag saying you can tap to update, but not every time.
They do have a cancel button. I hit that almost every time.
So, speaking of the con app and not necessarily dealing with hacking it, but perhaps I thought of a way that the con app could be made better for some people, but I was wondering what it would take with the Wi-Fi, GPS, and cell signal service being what it is in the basements of some of the hotels and anywhere else in some of the hotels, what it would take for the map part to be able to show you, you are here, your panel is here, go this way.
That would be very cool.
Tons of, what it would take is a few repeaters. A little triangulation. I think it could be done.
And how long it would take to walk from where you are to where you're going. And traffic
we'll go first
patterns.
Factor three times.
Yeah, let's get RFIDs and everybody's badges and it'll tell you.
Oh, yeah, then you could find out where your friends are. That'd be really cool. Yeah, you should check in and everybody can check in.
Another.
Oh, they can call it the stalker feature, and you could stalk your favorite. Wait.
So a couple other things that's missing is locations of fan tables, locations of band tables. A lot of people came asking for those things.
Ooh, that's good. That's good. I like the stalker function where you can put in another person's
also,
bad
I
number
something
and track
on there
it throughout
to tell
the
people to turn around the... Walk of Fame is right behind you.
Yeah.
So that would be helpful.
We had a comment from lady over here that sounded interesting, and I think we talked over. What was it? Oh, that's an interesting question. The fusion reactor is next door in the science track room, but Chad Ramey, Mr. Fusion, is nowhere to be found. He may be passed out in a pool of his own vomit somewhere. This is his first ever Dragon Con, and he's only... It's a goddamn fusion reactor. I ain't touching it. There are limits.
I have a question. I noticed on here that there was a post about a self-replicating virus. Somebody's having a baby.
How do you tell? Been X-rayed.
Say again?
All right, looking for a question.
You're really good? Awesome! Congratulations. So when can you bring the baby to DC 404 so we can hack it?
Here's the deal with the fusion reactor. If Chad shows up at some point tonight, we'll just go next door and drag the thing over here. Maybe we'll just set it up out in the hallway and run a few cycles and make some fusion.
It's
a bunch of electronic shit on a cart, and it's got a digital camera stuck to one side so you can look in the combustion chamber, and it's really cool.
Yeah, it looks like something you really don't want to stand next to while it's running.
Thank you.
You
could have told me that yesterday.
Only if you pour beer in it.
It's just X-rays.
You could have told me
it put
that
out a little gamma, too.
Ooh.
Well, it could be thermalized neutrons, which would be really, really...
It's gamma, man.
He did mention it in passing, which is why before he turned it on, I went to the other side of the reactor.
Yeah.
What superpowers do you have now? Oh!
I don't know!
Well, hopefully, maybe you're one of the misfits and you're like immortal, so we might have to kill you to find out. That, unfortunately, that's the downside.
I'm not Irish and I'm not gobby.
Alien autopsy.
Oh, alien autopsy.
Let's hear it for the Irish. Woo! Best goddamn drunks in the world. Woo!
I don't know, but I think the Russians are putting up a good
We can kick the Russians' asses anytime, man. Bring them on.
Actually, I think we did. We don't speak Russian or glow in the dark. We did a good job. No,
they're our friends now.
I actually work with two Russians now. It's really...
We better not piss off the Russians because they're our ride to the International Space Station for the next few years.
Well, at least...
Maybe.
For the next 2 months, based on what I heard this afternoon on the space station.
Really? Oh, yeah. New private company is going to send people up. It's cool.
Yeah.
Hey, you had spoken yesterday about the hacking of WEP encryption, and I just wondered if you could elaborate a little bit on that.
It was the guy sitting next to me that did that, not me.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't me.
Well, whoever it was.
Yeah. That was Kerbob, and for some reason, he was supposed to be up here. Probably passed out in a pool of his own vomit.
Can you cover that a little bit for us and sort of tell us how to do it?
WEP has been cracked. It's been cracked for a long time, and it's easy to crack.
Use it anymore.
It's literally as simple as downloading backtracks, choosing one of the 20 web cracking programs that are on there.
Yeah, but they're all talking about you have to have a special wireless card. Is there a way to get around that?
That's a driver issue.
It's also a card issue, though.
Yeah.
There are some cards that
depending on your chipset,
mode, yeah.
But if you can, if you're looking for something like that, just make sure that your card can use the MAD Wi-Fi drivers or the Atheros chipset.
There is actually a much simpler way. There is actually now a commercial little box that you buy. I think it's called Wi-Fi Everywhere. And its job is to, you set it on the table, plug in your device, and it looks around, finds access points open or web encrypted. If they're web encrypted, it automatically breaks into them and gives you a network connection.
Oh, nice. As a traveler, I have to know about these things.
You mentioned Backtrack.
Yeah.
What's the primary difference between the newest one, Backtrack 5, and my dinky old Backtrack 3, which still works perfectly? What's different about it? What should I upgrade?
It just packages, as well as, I believe, the newer versions are a bit prettier. But other than that, it's just packages, updated packages, patches.
Well, there is...
Yes.
Hello. It's more fun to make a display of it.
Are you familiar with SolarWorks attacks? It's a HTTP poisoning attack. SolarWorks. It's great. It just opens sockets and then drops them, and basically does a denial of service without, you know, taking up a bunch of bandwidth. It's really easy.
Oh.
Right, that's what I was going to say, is if you knew of a way to protect Apache from it.
Download Apache's patch for it, right?
There is no patch.
There isn't one that I know of.
Oh, really?
Unplug your computer.
I saw something come out today for FreeBSD. It's an update for that package. So FreeBSD had an update for that package today, so there must have been a cert release and an appropriate patch already. Yeah, so I got notified I got a security vulnerability, so yeah.
Somebody about EtherCap. EtherCap, what happened was somebody submitted a patch to Debian. EtherCap has not been actively developed since 2005, and so all the distros have been rolling their own patches for it, and somebody submitted a patch last year to Debian for EtherCap to fix a really obscure problem in their 64-bit OSs. Unfortunately, it neutered EtherCap, so it wouldn't capture any traffic at all. We submitted a bug fix for it with correct code that fixes it. Unfortunately, it hasn't filtered down. Now, Backtrack 5 Release 1 comes with EtherCap in the menus, but it's not installed. If you do an apt-get, it installs a package that works. However, if you then go and install Synaptic to install a bunch of other packages, because it's based on Ubuntu, and you pick all the other universal distributions and everything else, it promptly patches it to the broken version.
This is why everybody should run Windows instead of open source software.
Yeah, no one should run a virus scanner
either. If you wait till Tuesday. If you wait till Tuesday, it'll fix it.
I have if anybody would like a copy, I have my own personal deb that I can use to patch it back so it works. Which we used on this, by the way.
Damn that open source software for being so complex.
So, should we consider LulzSec Heroes?
No!
All right.
No comment.
Is that a good beer or a bad beer question? Audience, is that a good beer or a bad beer question?
That's a no beer question.
No, because bad beer is more fun than no beer. Come on, you guys right there.
All right.
Here, pass that back to him.
Chug it! Chug it!
No!
chug the whole
chug,
thing. Let's have a good
chug.
Right now.
Chug. Chug, chug, chug.
Oh, yeah.
Chug, 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 chug. Chug, chug.
Just jumping helps.
Good enough, good enough. He had to drink that. He deserves a good beer now.
So what fraternity are you a member of? I know, yeah.
Oh, the warm ones tend to be down on this end, by the way, for people who like the warm beer.
Okay, I have two questions. My first question is, who here can give me
Shut the door.
An anti- key, beta key, Android network toolkit. Who has it? I want it.
I don't understand the question.
Okay.
Complex.
Other question is.
They're just gonna skip it. All right. It's now a one-part question.
LulzSec is not not good stuff. But what about Anonymous?
I like their anti-Scientology stance.
All I can say is 4chan's bad. Don't do it.
Oh, come on. 4chan is so much fun. That is one of the most entertaining things on the interwebs. This is true.
All right. So what's the best way to buy music forever from YouTube?
Blow it up.
Downtube me.
I would say... just
who asked the YouTube question? Who? Point him out.
From it.
I might hit someone.
You can keep it, and I can tell you where to shove it.
That was the last talk where they were showing X-rays and X-ray pictures of people with bottles shoved up their asses. Strange and unusual research. Been there, done it. Oh yeah, they have a Schneiderman had a great picture of someone with an entire bottle shoved up his ass.
In all serious though, Audacity.
Because I was using Derpy and they got shut down.
It was medical.
They
research.
Were great.
Just Audacity, best open source, wonderful, free, and it'll work.
Thank you for an answer.
I think actually you could just use it with VLC. Can you extract an audio track with VLC? I think so.
Possibly.
Well, you're taking a flash movie off YouTube and extracting the audio track, right? Right.
Well, I assume right? He means he wants the audio like as it's playing to record the audio while it's streaming, or do you want to?
I just want to download it.
So you're looking at a music video and you just want the audio?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think if you play it with VLC, you can extract the audio stream.
Oh, okay.
Or play it right. InPlayer will do it. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much any audio recorder, you can just tell it to record from the
a tape
source.
Player.
Well, you don't need to re-record it. It's already in a nice MP3.
Thanks for the tape player.
Or AAC.
There's a website called Keep YouTube.
I misunderstood
just
your question.
Replace
I'm
YouTube
sorry.
With
I'm getting
Keep
here.
YouTube,
uh-huh.
And they've got a link to extract the video or audio feed and download it.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay, keepyoutube.com?
I think so.
Okay, Google for it. Maybe it's going to be in there somewhere.
YouTube in the URL.
Do we have any non-computer questions? Hacking's not limited to computers.
She has an answer.
This guy's got one.
Okay.
We'll get you and then we'll get him. That gentleman right there.
A few years ago, I went back through the podcast and I couldn't find it. A few years ago, you were talking about the book that corrupted your fragile little mind.
The book?
Yes.
Yeah. High Weirdness by
Mail
by the Reverend Ivan Stang.
High Weirdness?
High Weirdness. Yeah. H-I-G-H space Weirdness. You can get used copies off Amazon for like 5 cents, which annoys Stang to no end.
Thanks.
Now, the problem with the book, though, is it was written in 1980s during the zine scene and tape trading scene before we built the tubes that made the interwebs. So all this stuff, the premise of the book was Stang presented you with short summaries of thousands of bizarre groups he'd been communicating with over the years and gave you their mailing addresses, so you sent them self-addressed stamped envelopes, said you were interested in whatever it was they did, and could they send you more information, samples, t-shirts, whatever the group tended to send out. And the goal was to get on as many mailing lists as possible, wait for the people to start trading mailing lists around with each other, and then instead of having to send the self-addressed stamped envelopes out, the weirdness would just flow to you. And it worked. It worked very well. It worked so well, in fact, that I did this in college, and 6 months after I got out of college, I was doing roadie work and sort of living at home for a while because I had no permanent address since I was out on the road most of the time, and made the mistake of using my parents' mailing address for a lot of this stuff. And after about 3 months, they sat me down intervention style and asked me if I was in a cult.
I believe that all the conspiracies.
Well, technically I was, because I'd been ordained in over a dozen mail order ministries at that time. And I kind of had to explain it to them and pull the book out and said, no, it's just I enjoy collecting weird stuff and I think this is funny. And now, come on, an International Flat Earth Society t-shirt, saving the, you know, restoring the world to sanity. How cool does that get? And they scratched their heads and said, okay, we guess you're not in a cult. We don't quite get it, but start using a post office box because we don't want the mailman to report us to the FBI for something. We don't know what. We just don't want the mailman thinking we're weird. He's at Burning Man, that bastard.
I will say, though, the book is worth looking at. Just the titles, even if you don't actually read the...
It's a hilarious book. That's actually how I found out about 2600, Survival Research Labs, sci-fi conventions. There's a lot of great stuff in there. So, cool. Yeah, more booze. We've even got some hard stuff, if you'd like.
Ooh.
You can see it?
No, not yet. I see it now. I might not see it later, but I see it now.
I'm gonna level with you. I don't know crap about hacking or coding or anything, but
that's fine. Everyone has to start somewhere.
Can I get a red stripe? I'll even take a bad beer, dude. If it means get that red stripe.
Can we have a red stripe?
Have a red stripe.
Yeah.
Red stripe.
Just saying. We got a red stripe right here.
Hey, what's wrong with red stripe? I like red stripe. It's good stuff.
Hooray, beer.
You're quite welcome.
By the way, there was a question that came up. Did we talk about this, or was this the last group? Somebody was talking. There was a bunch of staffers sitting over in a food court, and somebody sat down and said, "You know, it's kind of we get lost around here. It's like a rat maze. You know, trying to go from one hotel. Can't you have signs that like tell you?" And I realized we're all hackers. You got to figure it out for yourself. We're not going to put up signs.
Make a hole for the young lady coming through, please.
If anyone was in the brewing thing last night, this is the pumpkin, the
That stuff kicks ass. That was like her first batch that she ever brewed.
Yeah, it's really, really special.
I had my ass seriously kicked by this beer last night. Yes.
I gotta tell you,
this is the delicious beer.
Oh, I love it.
And I have a prod kettle.
Wait, what are you?
Show.
She's Johnny.
Oh my God! Will you marry me?
This is Johnny XX. She's dressed up as Johnny X.
Let me know when you want to go out, and we'll take care of our date.
Ooh. I love it first, prod.
Question. I work in IT at a university in the state. One of the problems we have is teachers who like to cause problems, but not be available for us to fix them for them. Is it possible to actually swap out passwords in the Windows server so we can get a temporary password in and then remove it and restore the original password so we can just get in there, get it done without having to wait for them?
Use a back door?
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you lost me at Windows.
Johnny!
We have an answer back here? Somebody's raising their hand over here with an answer. Hey, we have an answer. We have somebody just madly waving their hand over here that has an answer, I think. That's why she's waving your hand. Is that why you're waving your hand? Oh, you have a question. Okay, not an answer. Sorry. But your help turns out. Does anybody know the answer?
I don't know about your particular situation, but in somewhere on PHP database, the password is stored as a hash, an MD5 and something else. You copy that, set it aside, make a new password, take the hash of your new password, put it in its place, log in with the new password, do whatever you need to do, then swap it back out.
You should see it in ADSI.
In what?
Does that work on Windows?
I don't know exactly your situation. Though.
If someone has the actual answer, raise your hand. We got somebody back there that says they know the answer. Right there? Back to them, please. Yeah.
There's a Linux-based solution, NTP-ASSWD. allow you to back up the SAM, and then insert your own hash into the SAM, reboot the machine, log in using that password, do what you need to do, go back out, boot back off the CD, put the original SAM back in place.
Hooray for open source. Oh, well.
If the machine is not an Active Directory domain controller, it works.
Okay, but that's not the question here. So, somebody have an AD answer? I think that's what it is. Right?
I have a potential answer.
Cool.
I don't know if, I didn't hear the whole question, but I heard Windows password. I don't know if you've tried OPHCrack or Falcon 4, automated tools.
Oh, sir. So we need to be able to switch out and then give back the original password without ever knowing the original password.
Just an AD server question, if or answer. If you don't know that, don't ask. Don't answer. No more tech support questions. Please.
Tech support! Tech support!
Okay. I mean, so you can restore the system state, right, for a domain controller once you change the password, if it's, you know, just a one-off kind of real fast thing. And that restores, you know.
Yeah,
I know.
This is going too slow. We have way too much beer up here, and we need to get rid of it, so quick questions. Quick answers.
Johnny.
No more tech support questions unless you pay us to do your job.
Here we go.
So yesterday at Hacking 101, you guys brought up biohacking.
Yeah.
I would like to know your best example of one and where is the easiest place to get into it.
Easiest place to get into it is a book that came out just a couple months ago, with which I'm only about halfway through, called Biopunk, and it details the biohacking scene, which is very much like the gene hacking. It's kind of like the maker scene, only it's with genes and genetic engineering. Biopunk, one word.
Who's it by?
I don't remember, but just Google Biopunk or look it up on Amazon.
Sweet, thank you.
And it gives you all the information about the mailing list, the different sites where you can download the free tools, and where you can also get the hardware to build your own do-it-yourself biohacking genetic engineering lab on the cheap.
Thank you.
So. Next question.
Nice. Whoever's doing that.
Kate. Next question.
I love it. Cross-site scripting attack on the web page itself. Who's doing that? Who's doing that? Anybody want to admit it? Because they'll get a beer. Oh, we're all doing it. Dude. Yeah, this is great. This is great. Anybody want to admit it?
You want to do that?
No, just go with it.
Ask your question.
Be loud.
All right.
Be loud.
On the wall, but this is sort of a social engineering question. What kind of arguments and convictions would you use in order to convince people to think a little bit more openly and a little more in a problem-solving manner? When
critical thinking? Oh, my God.
To force someone to actually come to a point where they have to use critical thinking.
Where they have to use critical thinking?
So I think a lot of that would have to do with nonverbals. So one good thing they teach you in medical school, say you have a patient freaking out, just take a big breath. They're looking for someone who's stable. And slow, steady breaths it reflects a stable person. So something like that can help calm someone. You establish a rapport. You calm them, you establish a rapport. And really, you have to, the most important thing, talk in terms they know. Repeat their language, repeat their body movements, and you'll realize once you've established rapport, because they'll start, you know, say you lean forward, they'll lean forward. Or, you know, you move a little bit, they'll move a little bit. But it's most of that is just nonverbals. You have to seem like you're not attacking them. You got to be one of them.
Well, you can describe Guinness, my friend.
You don't like Guinness?
No, I like it.
Do you want to try something else?
I'm trying to.
Okay. Someone else ask a question. We'll help him figure out.
Where's the mic?
So this is sort of a what if for anybody who's ever written a driver for a close spec hardware. We've got the WikiLeaks anonymous submission stuff. We've got Silk Road. We got Bitcoin. Why doesn't someone set up like an auction site? I want the specs for Broadcom hardware.
An auction site.
Let's not go there.
I plead the fifth.
Oh, a dark auction site. Sorry, I was missing the question. You could probably set up a Tor node and put it there. Yeah, an onion routed node.
Do any of y'all know? What are the frequencies for DragonCon security?
Thank you. I meant to bring a Spectrum Annie with me.
The ham radio people know. They'll be here in the morning doing a talk next door.
Mm.
Where did social engineering? Where did social engineering sort of take its start as its own field? Like, where and how, or maybe who?
I think it was the snake talking to Eve.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, becoming actually recognized as his own topic and field. Like, where did that actually begin?
Sorry.
I would say that, I mean, it's been going on forever.
Yeah.
I know. My good buddy John Draper talks about, you know, they were social engineering back in the 60s. And then, of course, it got to be a big buzzword after Kevin Mitnick did nothing to get arrested. And, con men have been around. It's the second oldest profession.
If you want to know about the social engineering in the hacking scene, especially the early days, pick up a few books, Caltech's Greatest Pranks, Volumes 1 and 2, and MIT has several prank books documenting their illustrious history of crazy shit that they've pulled. Titles escape me, but you can find them at pranks.mit.edu, which is a wonderful site. And if you're ever in Boston, go visit the MIT Prank Museum. It's very much worth it.
Actually, I'm probably going to offend a couple people in here, but I just want to go ahead and give this answer too. I bet if you take a look at it, Jesus was a big social hack. All the difference that made one way or the other, yes?
All religion is.
All religion is exactly the point. All religion is social hack.
I had this conversation sort of earlier with someone, and I have to say, yeah, I'm personally am an atheist, but I'm not the Dawkins take no prisoner type variety. I tend to be kind of a live and live type person. I really dig the fact that one of the core messages of Christianity, New Testament, the Jesus version, is basically summarized by the Bill and Ted movies, be excellent to each other. I think that's just a generally good philosophy, and we should all try to live by that.
It's a lot better than the Old Testament's
really
Wayne world, we're not worthy. It's a lot better than the Old Testament's Wayne world, we're not worthy.
Yeah, I like that.
Yes. All right. Now that I really brought
my question is, can I have a beer?
No, that only works once.
No, he would only get a bad beer for that.
What?
Okay.
Wait, what's your question? No, he's got another
and
question.
The
go
game
ahead.
You just Pardon. Lost.
No, what's another question? He may redeem himself.
No, he's not, apparently.
What?
What is your favorite beer?
Guinness.
Big Boss.
Yes!
My favorite beer is the one that's in front of me. That's the right answer. All of it in front of me. Yes, exactly.
Sure, that works.
There we go. So wait, you could all just like run up here and grab one, and we'd still have plenty left.
Now, how do we know who did that?
Who did it?
We have some big bottles here. Do you like cider?
Thank God you're not running his route.
That's an insider.
It's
big.
I can help you.
Just show us your keyboard while you're typing.
Next question, and make sure we get this gentleman at some point.
Yes.
I was wondering if you guys have been into like 419 baiting and stuff, and also. Because tomorrow is Monday, like sort of in like 2 hours something. Do you reckon I can buy a beer somewhere?
I missed the first part of the question. If we've been into what?
You guys ever been into like 419 baiting, like sort of Nigerian scams and stuff like that?
Baiting. Look at Patty the Baiter sometimes. She's a local legend. She's She was assisted in at Earthlink, and she was notorious for messing with the scammers and also the people on chat who like showing their wang to girls.
Yeah, you see chat roulette guy with the piano and stuff.
It's fun stuff, but frankly, I just don't have the time for it these days, you know?
My favorite site was the one where the guy got the guy, the 419er, to like build a keyboard out of wood. Oh, it was incredible. It was just, and he just kept going and going with these guys, yeah.
Okay.
Over here? Don't throw the expensive microphone.
This is kind of a corporate / consultancy question. How do I communicate to management that the security application they just spent six figures on is completely useless?
And burn them.
Every time management does something, I die a little bit inside.
Welcome to corporate America.
Smash.
Yeah, I've had that a couple times.
Go into business for yourself, consult, and steal all their clients.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, quick.
On your last day of work, go into the biggest asshole manager's office and urinate most profusely all over his desk.
If they can't take a joke, fuck them.
Make sure you've got all of your stuff already moved out of the building because they'll never let you in again.
Right.
Crack it and show their clients. Help.
Hey, full disclosure.
DVR hacking. I want to know what the easiest way is so that I could get the movies off of my DVR onto my computer.
Which DVR?
Scientific Atlanta.
I just download stuff from the various groups like mvgroup.org, nova.org, and someone else has already done the ripping and coding for me.
I use the Googles.
Yeah, for the technical questions like that, you're going to find far more detailed and factual answers by just Googling for the information online because, frankly, we're all a little tipsy right now, and what we're likely to tell you will blow up your DVR.
I use the Googles to find the videos, that's what I'm saying.
And don't forget, there's a BitTorrent panel as well tomorrow if you fancy coming to that.
Yeah, Torrent is my friend.
Yeah, I got pretty familiar with Torrent and MV Group. The one show that I want to see on BBC America, they apparently do not show in Nashville, Tennessee, the buckle of the Baptist Bible Belt. Anyone see Sir Patrick Moore's Sky at Night astronomy show? Anyone?
The last 30 years.
It's brilliant. I love it. This is my favorite thing on TV, and the only way I can get my fix is I've got to download episodes from the interweb that have been ripped and distributed via the peer-to-peer groups.
Yeah. I've got to say that, there are people in my house that have downloaded things on Comcast without any problems, except for one thing we did that was off like MTV or something, and they immediately sent us a takedown notice. So it's not we're the equivalent of, you've been bad once. So and for some reason, there's only a couple of networks that really, really care, but there are proxies out there that help out.
And we'll cover that all tomorrow in the BitTorrent panel.
Oh, yeah.
What time? 1 o'clock here tomorrow.
There you go.
Well, it wouldn't be later.
All right, next question.
I've got a question about Mr. Fuller that you mentioned in Hacking 101. What did he do, and when is he getting out?
We'll let the lovely and talented Alonka take it away.
Fuller has a bit, for those who aren't aware of the story.
Mike.
That's why you guys haven't been laughing at my jokes. Okay.
Mike.
Mike's over there.
For Alonka.
It's
on. No, they're going to turn your mic.
Okay, she's sounds quiet. Like it's on. Can you guys hear me?
The sound of infinity.
Okay.
Just like all those movies where you have to hear feedback to know that the mic is on.
Okay. How many of you have been to Hacking 201 in the past, like over the last 3-4 years? Okay. So you know that one of ours, a guy named John Cole, who goes by the name of Fuller, has been in prison for a few years. And the reason is he was running an open server and letting other people put files on it, and he wasn't keeping close track of what kind of files people were putting on it. And he got into some serious trouble and is now in prison. So each year he's generally been calling in to Hacking 201 to kind of continue to participate that way. But this year he couldn't call in, but he did send me a letter. So I'll go ahead and read a couple extracts from it.
Please read it into the evidence.
Okay.
Read it in Fuller's voice. You have to ask this.
So he says, hi, Alanka, and I do miss being able to chat and hang out with all my friends. It's not too much longer now, barely 9 months till I get home and hopefully have access to everything again. From 2000 to April 2009, I had over 500,000 emails. From April 2009 to July 2011, I only had an additional 15,000 emails. My email box had gotten full, and I got kicked off quite a few email lists. So much to catch up on. My parents sent me a copy of the DragonCon booklet from June. Wow, five hotels now. I'm going to be so lost next year. I had just gotten the Hyatt, Marriott, and the Hilton memorized. Are the EFF panels still being saved as MP3s and available online? If so, one of my first downloads will be those for each year I missed, and may as well get the rest too. Storage is even cheaper now.
Message there, it says, agreed, Alanka is an intelligent and attractive woman.
I'll give that person a beer. Okay. Yeah. Hey, give her a beer.
Beer.
Oh, she gave us beer. Give her more beer.
Beer.
And she's hot and she makes beer. Okay. All right. So back to Fuller's mail. For what I do now, I work as a clerk for the counselor in our housing unit, as well as teacher of the anger management class for this quarter, all for about $10 a month. I have a lot of free time, which I fill with typing, and more typing. I have worked on 6 different manuscripts, typing and editing, for various people just since December when I got back here. I have worked on numerous motions, administrative remedies, business plans, resumes, and other various and sundry items that people need typed. It comes out good for me because I have not been to the commissary, the store, since February, and don't plan on going again till I get home. I get a $1 per typed page, so my typing pays for it all. For my release, I'm waiting to hear back about halfway house time. At best, I'll be home by the end of the year, or at least back within Metro Atlanta at the halfway house. At worst, I get home late next spring. I'm steadily counting down the days and can't wait to see my family again. It's been nearly 2 years since I have had a visit. The economy has been hell, and the cost to come here for even a single day of visit, much less 2 days or more, is prohibitively expensive. What used to be around $150 for my parents to visit is now $225 plus, and their income has gone down, not up, during this massive recession. Of all that I miss, I believe I miss my cat and dog the most. Everyone else, family and friends, I can talk to and or write letters, but I can't reach through the phone to pet the cat, or scratch the dog's belly, or take them for a walk, etc. Well, that's about all for now. They're about to close up the law library for the day, and I have to print this out on this ancient IBM Wheelwriter 30 Series 2 typewriter.
That's old school. Yeah.
I will write again soon and look forward to seeing, talking, chatting, etc. with you and everyone else in EFF SE 2600 next year. As with last year, please feel free to share various parts of this with the 201 panel and or SE 2600 if people are interested. I can't wait to be back.
Nice. Thank you for that dramatic reading.
I thought the girl got a beer, but thank you.
All right, next question. Who's got the mic?
This was not so much a question as a follow-up to the previous comment about or discussion about downloading TV shows and et cetera. I'm currently using a program called Sickbeard. I don't know if anybody is familiar with it.
Yeah.
But in short, it is an it's an open source program written in Python.
Do we have any artists?
How do you know? Does this look more familiar?
Let's fix it. Always sunglasses.
I need the help of an audience member. I get to pick. Now we got totally distracted here.
I'm sorry. Could you repeat your question?
I was just saying that for downloading TV programs, you might want to check out a program called Sickbeard. It is a open source web program written in Python, and it will go out to various NZB sites and collect Usenet indexes for whatever search criteria you give it. It will then connect to say, a paid Usenet account with decent binary retention and download all of it for you. My
main question is why, because most TV is, well, shit.
Well, and that's true, but there are things, you know, guilty pleasures and what have you.
Warehouse 13's not bad.
No
comment. Okay, Allison's got the audience. That's the best part of it.
Okay, like I said, most.
There we go.
And Firefly is definitely an exception.
There's another program
not
called
anymore, by the way.
Couch Potato that's very similar. There's another program called Couch Potato that's very similar but does movies. Okay.
And if you really want the instructions on how to actually do all that really nice, go to the DC404 website and one of the talks at one of the sessions, which we do presentations, many of which then go on to be presentations at Black Hat, DEF CON, ShmooCon, CounSec West, things like that. There is an entire presentation on how to configure your machine to do all that he just said.
Okay. If you're on a Mac,
that gentleman had a question. Yeah. The one in the blue suit there.
The slick one.
The one who's finally dressed.
Okay, what is your costume? Because I kind of vaguely recognize it, but not quite. Who?
Cyclops?
Okay, yeah.
You gotta forgive me.
I'm not an X-Men fan, but I get it. Cool.
You gotta forgive me. This question might be a bit alcohol-induced and maybe even bleeding heart.
Those are the best kind. Go for it.
But just even like hearing the previous post about the goddess in jail, I know absolutely nothing about hacking. I'm just gonna be straightforward. But
that's fine. Everyone's got to start somewhere, so you're cool. Don't worry about it.
Okay, but when it comes to such things like, how do you know when you draw the line, like, to avoid being in jail to just...
Sometimes you don't.
Here's my personal rule of advice, and this doesn't apply just to computer hacking, but any type of social engineering or situations. If it's something that would embarrass my mother, then I probably need to rethink this. If it would make her ashamed of me, then maybe...
If your mother did it,
you'd be upset. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, so but weren't you being a server admin for a bunch of porn sites for a while?
She was. Yes.
You don't know his mom.
She was glad I had a job. And two, at the time, my sister was doing field work in archaeology, so she actually enjoyed describing her kids as the pornographer and the grave robber.
Which were you?
So is it pretty much say is the no to fine line between doing YouTube to MP3 to, like, I guess hacking a bank account. I'm just, and forgive me.
Well, don't hack money. Or if you're going to hack a government, hack somebody else's government.
But ultimately, keep in mind, there is no safe harbor at all. The laws are vague and overbroad, and I've done a talk here a couple of times at this conference that talked exactly why. Oh, God.
So the
laws are the laws are vague, which means if you piss somebody off, you are likely to be taken down.
And so to keep it, not to hog the mic, but so is it, I guess, safe to say that the laws are kept vague or kept vague purposely just to keep you from going too far?
Yes,
exactly.
I have the story that says that.
Sometimes it has to do with the fact that you don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Often, yeah.
The law has not kept up with technology. It really hasn't.
So long story short, despite all the empiricals and numbers, it's still, in a sense, common sense that you can apply then, right?
Common sense. Common sense.
Okay, well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Try to stay under the radar.
Right.
Okay.
Randall has one L, not two.
Yeah.
One other caveat or rule of thumb, like for the MP3s, movies, TV shows, stuff like that, I figure if I like it enough to pirate it, I probably would like to get a legal copy at some point, should my finances allow it, simply so the people who created the stuff will get a little money.
Yes. Here's to the artist.
If I pirate something and I don't like it, I'm going to recover the hard drive space because, you know, why would I want to keep it around? So no harm, no foul. I just got, you know, a taste for free, and there you go.
As a creative artist, please pay artists. Otherwise, they do not eat.
Thank you!
My day job is I'm a game developer, and we have an iPhone game about to come out, Tiny Heroes. We just shipped it to the Apple pipeline about a week ago, and we're waiting for it to be approved. But we know that as soon as it's approved in the iStore, we're going to be able to see how many people download it and pay for it, and how many people, you know, just got free copies, piracy. Yeah, but if there's too many pirates, we don't get money, and then we don't do good games. That's what's happening.
Oh, they're trying all the hacking things. I like that.
There are a lot of artists out there who actually put their stuff online for free as well as having it available commercially. I think that's very, very cool. So I do try to support people like Peter Watt.
Jonathan Colton.
Cory Doctorow, folks like that who have all of their works of fiction. Or, hell, Trent Reznor even from Nine Inch Nails, he put his stuff on archive.org in FLAC format, and still the CD wound up being number one on the Billboard list for weeks and months on end.
And I believe in that too. It's very likely that my next book, if I write it, I know the Hacker One panel said I wasn't going to write a book, but I think my next book is going to be completely open sourced and that people be able to download for free or put money in or buy a hard copy.
Right. Anyone here into role-playing games?
Me?
You know, the old sort?
No
there's
way.
There's a fantastic one called Eclipse Phase, which is a futuristic sci-fi dystopian one with a little bit of Cthulhu mythos mixed in with it.
Excellent!
Yeah, the people who write this stuff, they put PDFs of all of their hard copy stuff online for free, and they also put torrents on all the pirate sites with upload notes that say, hey, if you like this stuff and you want a hard copy, buy it from us so we can continue writing. In the meantime, check it out. See what you think of our work. Send us feedback.
Let me know if you need an artist. I'm on Facebook.
What's your name?
Oh, Matthew Horton. Esmond Horton. Here's a two.
That's all right.
Yeah.
You said it with such conviction.
I meant what I said, and I said what I meant. An elephant's faithful 100%.
Matthew, get in touch with me. You can find me easily on DragonCon.org. I'm the Science Track Director. All my contact information is there under the Science Track. Send me an email. I'll make sure that your name and your Facebook link gets put on the DragonCon website.
Yes, sir.
Okay, quick note on ripping content.
Ooh,
anti-rating
the shot.
Yum, 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 yum.
What do we think
of
the
porn
fit?
I was in? It's right.
That's right.
Hey, we got to drink this beer, don't we?
Yeah, come up with me and grab another beer.
I meant to lie with your friends, and I laid who I
need
meant.
A beer, so I got to ask a question, right?
Yes.
Oh,
okay, well, quick comment. R5000, it'll rip transport streams right off a dish. If you want to be a seed instead of a leech as far as TV shows go?
Say it again, talk in the mic more.
There's a product called R5000. You can hook it to any dish satellite box and rip transport streams right off the air.
Okay.
It works perfectly if you want a seed instead of leech. Anyway,
beautiful.
My question...
Question, go.
Question, go.
My question is, what do you think the future is for Bitcoins?
Please.
Bitcoins, do you think they'll take over the monetary system at
no.
some point?
No.
Oh, God, no.
God, no.
That's right, come get a beer anyway.
I'm gonna bring it back here.
I just gotta say, you know, if somebody has the mic and is giving a question, if other people in the front row are talking to us, I can't hear the question. So please be quiet when somebody's asking the question.
I have fresh batteries in the cattle prod.
So it seems to me that a decade ago, malware was a bunch of like...
Hey, I just said, really, sir, in the front row here?
Sorry. So a decade ago, it seemed like malware was a bunch of kids in their basements, like... trying to fuck with Windows, and nowadays we've got things like Stuxnet and, you know, Shady Rat, and governments basically hacking things. Are we all fucked? Is China
yes,
own
yes.
us?
It's just getting bigger. You know, it's an arms race now, and the problem is that we're already way past any kind of de-escalation. So and the stuff that's out there is so sophisticated, it's amazing. I mean, I work, my current biggest client is a ISP.
Pass the mic and get a beer.
They're having to deal with all this stuff, and it's just, it's insane now what they're having to work on. And I also am on the secret spam fighting committee that all the ISPs talk on, and they're talking about the same sort of stuff. It is just crazy out there, and it's just going to get worse, I think. We were just talking last night. Came up the idea that they're now using VoIP to send command and control. They're actually just using modem tones over VoIP to be able to dial in. They dial into these free conference calls like on Google Voice and controlling things through that. There's no way we're tracking that. That's just going to be amazingly hard to track.
It's almost like the old Captain.
Who had the mic now? Who has the mic?
Next question. Ask,
please. Go.
Okay, so I was participating in this...
Talk into the mic, please, so we can hear you.
I was participating in this hacking competition a couple of weeks ago, And before that, they were going through a tutorial on stuff like Nmap and virtual machines and things like that. So in terms of software and using the term software as loosely as you would like, what do you consider the most valuable piece of software in terms of your ability to hack things for fun and profit?
Well, for protection, I use EtherCap. I actually, when I'm on a public Wi-Fi thing, I run EtherCap against myself to make sure I'm not leaking stuff.
Pass the mic and come get your beer, and also the person who wants to get cattle prodded for beer, come on up.
Hey,
In terms of being bad, I don't have any collections of being bad software. Whoa. Was this the S&M panel? I forgot. Okay.
Okay.
So, we should be passing the mic to the next person with a question, but don't ask yet. Don't ask yet. Don't ask.
Oh!
That looked real. Great acting job, sir. That looked very real. Oh my God. Are you going to shock any more people, Johnny? I guess he still is. He's still shocking. Just hold the question just for a second. Let's wait till Johnny gets the attention here.
You want more?
This may leave a mark. Ready? Ready? Steady?
I can't
believe we're like five in a row here. This is crazy. I think that's a new record for people in a row getting shocked. You still working over there, Johnny? Oh, he's still working. Okay. So another. Here we go. What was that? What was that? That's just the points. He's not even turning it on. It's just the points. Okay, apparently. Oh, here he goes. Oh! Nice.
Johnny, what's the amperage on that?
Apparently, we're no longer in question asking phase. We are simply getting shocked.
I'm acting with fairly high amperage.
We have now graduated to hacking 202, which is how to hack your own body with shocks.
You can if you want.
Oh my God, there are girls in there.
It's called a violet wand. It feels a lot better.
There is a BDSM track, you know.
So if you like this, there's another con called Frolicon.
Yeah.
There's a Frolicon.
Apparently, if you like stuff like this, there's an entire track for this stuff.
Oh, no, there's Frolicon.
You felt worse.
You know, I actually think Johnny X is enjoying this a bit more than he should as well.
This is the highlight of Dragon Con for him.
Just a quick comment. One of the useful things about bitcoins is you can finance a really cool password cracking rig. Which one? There you go.
Just be quiet. We're not going to go for that.
Women have a higher pain tolerance than men.
Let Johnny be Johnny.
Yes.
But I don't want people asking questions.
What would you suggest?
Oh, I love them all. It doesn't matter. I love Guinness. It's
probably really good.
That's good. Okay, I just. But you won't want the Guinness.
Yeah, I'm taking the ball for a hell of a lot of debt.
Hang on, let me change your battery. We got whiskey over here.
I'll take all the rum away.
I don't know.
This one right here.
Whoever's got the mic, please talk into it. Raise your hand so we know where it is.
Yeah, but
it's over here.
So
I got a
Johnny, we can't hear over this over here. Don't let them start yet. We can't hear.
I'm too entertained to ask a question. I am entertained.
Okay.
Yeah, we can't do questions while you're doing that. It's just too noisy. So as soon as you stop, we can take questions again.
All right, we'll take a break.
Okay. Round two of prodding will start later. Go ahead with the question.
Only on YouTube.
Go with the question.
I was wondering if I could get the panelists' opinion on what's your opinion of the feds? Do they actually know what they're doing, or are they just bumbling around in the dark?
Yes.
I'm kind of curious. How many people here work for or have a clearance?
They can't say, can they? Oh. Well, I guess they can.
Say? Yeah.
Okay.
How's it going?
This isn't DEF CON.
Oh, right. Okay.
We're not going to get lynched.
How are you doing? Well, if DEF CON, you admit it, you can get a free T-shirt for it.
I guess that was the question, and on to the next question. Please, somebody, go ahead. Go ahead.
Not sure if anybody's going to want to answer this one, but would anybody up there be willing to share an interesting story about something like a hack or something?
Something? Share a story about something? Well, one day at band camp?
Wait.
Be a little more specific.
So Johnny.
Something you've done related to hacking or social engineering.
Well,
hacking
or social engineering. I made my way into the CIA.
That's a great question.
Johnny. So before this year, I guess I'm sitting on a panel now, but I'm actually banned from Dragon Con.
It's not trespassing if you're invited.
Yes. And I've been banned for 5 years in a row because of the speaker backpacks that you saw, the six-legged group machine, as I call it.
A mild rant. You would think that they would pay people like Toko Bob just to wander around and cause fun chaos at the con, but do they? No.
No,
they
get arrested every year. apparently, they don't like 400 people standing in the middle of the street dancing. I don't understand, but
the con is big enough and makes enough money now that we should be able to do whatever the fuck we want with regards to the rest of it.
Indeed. So say we all.
But what I will tell you all. Question authority, first year we got arrested, con security came up to us. They said, yeah, dude, we were out on the Hyatt, out on the little patio thingy, and we were grooving. It was probably about 5 o'clock in the morning, Monday. And we were a bit intoxicated, and con security comes up, they're like, hey, man, we got a place opened up for you up on the second floor. I'm like, oh, this is awesome. This is wonderful. And so he's like, well, let's take the stairs. So we walk up the stairs, and I think, wait, what's on the second floor? Other than just rooms, the con suite, and the security room. So I look at my friend Austin, and I go, Austin, do you think we're in trouble? Nah, man, we're good. So we get up into the room. They lead us in, and they slam the doors behind us and play good cop, bad cop for 2 hours. And of course, we are so intoxicated that we're just like, yeah, dude, we'll do whatever you want. I want to live. I want to go home.
I want the home version of that game.
Yes.
That'd be great.
And the guy finally asks us, he turns around after being quiet, and he goes, do you know why you're in our security room? And I'm not going to talk. I'm not going to jail tonight. So, of course, my wonderful friend Austin, because our party got too fucking awesome. So, God, this was years ago. I was 17. No one knew I was in Atlanta. I'm from North Carolina. And I'm like, well, how great would that be to end up in jail and no one knows I'm here? And so luckily my good friend Al Stroger, who, if any of you have been to Vegas, you know him.
Is he here this year?
He is not. He barges into the security room and just screams out, "I represent these three boys." And apparently, and that is the brilliant thing about social engineering, he's not a lawyer. He has a degree in journalism. Maybe that's
close.
He wasn't
lying. He was representing
him. Yes. And
represent, right.
He was very drunk. Yes.
I represent those guys.
That's true. But yes, saying you're something you're not can get you anywhere you want, especially if you have a clipboard.
And a lab coat!
Or a stethoscope.
Yeah.
And a lab coat.
Let me think. Fun hack.
Clipboard.
Mike, talk about the CIA. That was good.
Yeah, you asked about social engineering hacks. Alanka has, like, the best one in history. She actually hacked her way into, with social engineering, into the CIA headquarters.
Through the hacker culture.
If you could please regale us with this epic tale.
Oh, it's a long story, but it has to do with DragonCon. It has to do with Johnny X here. Johnny X had written a code called the Freaknik 3 code for the Nashville HackerCon. Prize for the first
Which is coming up the first weekend in November, Nashville, Tennessee, Freaknik 15.
As well as...
A lot of fun, show up, party. Freaknik, freaknik.info, like phone freaking. And I will admit, when we first came with the Freaknik, I swear to God, we didn't know about Freaknik with an F here in Atlanta. We didn't know.
And yet you still killed it.
No, it wasn't us. Actually, this is an aside. When we found out about Freaknik with an F in Atlanta, we said, well, let's make sure we don't get sued or something. So we got in touch with them and said, hey, we're a bunch of computer geeks, and we came up with a con name called Freaknik, and it has to do with phone freaking. We didn't know anything about Freaknik with an F in Atlanta. You guys aren't mad at us, are you? And we sent them some free T-shirts. And the information we got back was... No, sounds like a lot of fun. They sent us some Freaknik with an F T-shirts. So, rock on.
Rock.
You should wear those T-shirts next time.
I would like to. It was stolen. Damn it.
Oh,
mine was. So you'll see some Freaknik with an F T-shirts at Freaknik with a P.
So I was cracking the Freaknik code, which hadn't been cracked in a year, and then I cracked it, and I got a free trip to Freaknik and hotel T-shirts and drinks and all that. And Johnny X had designed the code, and he put into the code various dead ends and red herrings. One of them was, oh, you're solving the code, go solve this now. And it was a link to the CIA website with a picture of the crypto sculpture, okay? So that's where I first heard about cryptos. And then, serious for a moment, September 11th happened, and I have a cousin in D.C. who had a really close call that morning. He was actually on his way to give a talk at the Pentagon. He couldn't go because he was having printer problems, and then he got the printer squared away, and then he was on his way to the Pentagon. He checked his cell phone messages. His cell phone actually crashed because there were so many messages on it from people saying a plane just hit the Pentagon, don't go. And the plane actually hit where he was supposed to be, so some of the people he was supposed to brief were killed. So I go out to Washington, D.C. to hug my cousin. We go to the memorial there. We put an American flag of the Pentagon. And then we're driving around. He's saying, is there anything else you want to see as long as you're here in Washington, D.C.? And I'm like, well, no, and just you. And he said, well, let's go see something. And I said, okay, let's try and get to Cryptos. And he said, well, where is it? And I said, well, it's at the center of CIA headquarters, which is in Langley, Virginia. And it took us a while to find out where it is because there's no street address for CIA. But I went and I sort of knew what the shape of the building was, and I downloaded satellite reconnaissance pictures of the Langley, Virginia area, and then went looking for the outline of the building. So figured out where CIA was, and then we drove up, and there's no service road. You drive up, and there's like a big gate and barbed wire and a bunch of guards with guns and big guys. And we tried to talk our way into CIA. Didn't work. They kept saying official business only. And I was saying, well, can I get a congressperson invitation? Is there a public tour day? I mean, everything I could think of to try and talk my way in. They kept saying official business only. And like I said, big guys with guns. And finally, we went away. But I kept saying official business. So along with this, another thing I was doing is I was giving talks to other people about Al-Qaeda codes and what kind of codes that Al-Qaeda might have been using to plan the September 11th attacks. And while I was working on this talk, I was saying, maybe I can use this talk as the official business that's going to get me into CIA. So every time I gave the talk, I would mention, and I had pictures of cryptos, which I downloaded from the CIA website. Steganography is a way of hiding pictures or hiding messages inside of pictures on the internet. And every time I'd give the talk, I'd say, boy, I'd love to give this talk at CIA.
Oh.
CIA, shut us down.
They're good.
Uber Max.
try again.
The access point that crashes every once in a while.
Set the router.
Okay.
Continue with the story, please.
Okay. So every time I give the talk, I'm saying, boy, I'd love to give this talk at CIA. So I'm at DEF CON, the big hacker con in Las Vegas. I'm giving my talk on steganography, and I'm mentioning, boy, I'd love to give this talk at CIA. So after the talk, someone comes up to the podium. They give you a business card and stuff. But somebody came to the podium, and they leaned across the desk, and they looked at me, and they say, I work at Langley. I think I can get you in. So it was an undercover CIA operative who was at DEF CON who heard my talk and was thinking, okay, now they could get me into CIA. And so they gave me a first name and a phone number. And after DEF CON, I figured, okay, was this really someone at CIA or was it someone who was just pulling my chain? And I insisted that they prove they worked at CIA by sending me an email from an official CIA address. They didn't have one, but I insisted they get one, and they sent me one from something at UCIA.gov, unclassified CIA.gov, and then I wrote back to them to make sure it wasn't a spoofed email address. We had two-way communication. Long story short, a lot of debate. They insist on paying me. I didn't want to be paid. I just wanted to see cryptos. But eventually, I got invited, and I got into CIA. They paid me $2,500 for the privilege of going into CIA, and I got to see cryptos.
Money is good.
So, social engineering, Randall. Tell us a good social engineering story.
Wow. Let's see. I can't tell you because I have to kill you. No. Social engineering. Recently. Just a simple one. Just a very simple one. I did a class on money, and one of the things they said is, ask for the discount.
Discount?
Mm-hmm. No, just the discount.
Mm-hmm.
So the next day, I happened to go to Kinko's, and I had to get some stuff printed up. And I look at the guy, it's like some teenage guy, just barely, maybe he's in college or something. But I look at him and I say, okay, and what about the discount? And he goes, the discount? I go, yeah, the discount. And he calls his manager over. And his manager looks at me and says, you have a question, sir? And I say, yeah. What about the discount? He pulls out his calculator, and it was like 25% off.
So another really good thing, if you want to, as a person who has been homeless, the best thing to do, hit up thrift shops and get fast food joints uniforms, if any of you keep them. I lived off of that. Employee discounts.
It explains the brain damage.
Yeah.
So I always... examples, I can give you a few quick ones. I've been attending DragonCon since 95. I've never paid yet to get into the convention. I've never had to stand in the registration line.
You work 180 hours.
Well, no, actually, I was dumb enough to volunteer for that. Prior to that, I was a guest on this track and got free booze as well. I was an award-winning DJ at a large FM radio station in Nashville for about 10 years, and I just kind of walked in one day and filled out some paperwork claiming to be Vanderbilt alumni, and it took them 5 years to figure out I wasn't affiliated with the university in any way, and I should not be allowed on campus, and especially not into the radio station or the DJ booth, but by that time I'd won awards, so they changed the rules to keep me. That was fun.
Oh, Vanderbilt. I wish I could tell that story.
I want everybody tomorrow to be asking for the discount.
Speaking about the discount, I travel around a lot, and I always ask for the hotel negotiated rate within any company 10 miles away.
Yes.
And I always get a reduced rate, so it's awesome.
How reduced?
So it's usually, like I stayed at a Holiday Inn for $60 when the real rate was $120.
Whoa.
So it's pretty good. Always just ask for, do a search for big companies within 10 miles. Okay. But getting back to geekiness, so I'm a network engineer by trade. I'd just like your thoughts and kind of a little bit soapbox rant, but the most times I go into companies, they don't use the features of their switches and routers that will protect them from bad stuff. So these are features like BPDU guard, port security, authenticating routing adjacencies, DHCP snooping. I can own your network, and I would say 99% of the customers I go into, I can just go in and own their network if I get mad at them, if I'm a disgruntled employee. So that's a little bit of my soapbox rant, that use those features, guys.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, except that every set of 18 protections has a 19th hole.
Yeah. Grab a beer because we've still got a shitload of stuff to give away.
Well, and I think a lot of the issue with in corporate settings is business people go to school to be business people, and businesses are in the business of making money, not providing a solid service or...
Literally, they don't want to pay the time it takes me to implement those features.
Yeah,
so,
because you're too expensive.
Just put the switch in and get out of there.
Yeah.
And that's really bad.
Sadly, that's what happens when you have the word engineer behind you.
Next question.
Yes, next question. We got a lot of beer to get rid of.
Wait, yeah. Jenny, do you bring any more beer than just those three bottles? Because we want more.
I got one more right here.
We'll save that for a really good question.
Okay.
Here's the fun thing. You guys are wanting to know about hacking. Social engineering hacking, I am one of the kind of guys that uses that. I was IT for 10 years. Drew can tell you. I do things that you should not do in public, and it somehow works. But when you do social engineering, one of the best things you have ever worked with is the idea to do something that is so strange or so nice or so odd that you're memorized without being the man in black. In other words, you're not so blah that they kind of think, wait, that was a little eerie. You have to be somebody who is, like, friendly.
Yeah.
Or really good at doing this feature on their network and getting up in 5 minutes using your phone.
Is there a question in there?
Yeah. Here's the question.
We're waiting.
Yes, thank you. See, did you hear that, guys? That's social engineering.
So what's your question to me?
The question I would say for you guys, or the panelists specifically, since they do know me a little bit, is how much would you really have to hack if you were really good at social engineering?
Nothing at all. I mean, well, it's a semantics issue.
The answer is no.
None.
What you want to do is you want to take the path of least expense. So if hacking is the path of least expense, you hack. And if social engineering, the other side of hacking, is the least expense, you do that.
Or it's where
your
skills...
It's always a weak link.
Whatever works.
It's where your skills are strongest.
Yeah.
All right. Who is...
Next,
number three, come up here and get the mic.
Yeah, get the mic. Let's keep going. We've got a lot of beer. We're trying to get rid of all of it. Guys, we're not taking it home.
It's Rob.
Yeah. I got a nice, simple question.
Sure.
Where did I find this bottle of Jack Daniels, and who's the owner?
Found over here.
Oh, there you go. That's good answer.
Give
good
this
answer.
Guy a beer.
Side of the room.
Yeah, right. Okay.
I think that was a good answer. Okay. Who has
great
the next
answer.
Question?
This is actually a little bit of a biological hacking thing.
I believe.
We have a room full of raging alcoholics.
Yeah.
So after... Press that dragon. Raise your hand if you're a raging alcoholic. Here we go. Those are my buds. Let's go.
After a long night at a con, the next day, I'm assuming you guys have to get up.
Sure.
And give a very telling, in-depth presentation.
Hacking 301,
day.
Yeah.
What's the best cure?
Lots of
so
water.
So you can function the next day.
Water's and
bullshit.
Wait.
Just bullshit at the con.
Just bullshit.
Oh, yeah. No, bullshit through life.
Because, remember, a lot of other people are going to be equally hungover, and I cannot tell you how many Hacking 301s I've done where I've been barely conscious, but there have actually been people who fall asleep because they're still hungover or they're even still drinking. So, yeah, if you don't know the answer, just make it up and try to make it sound good.
Exactly.
Exactly. Them with brilliant
next, please.
Good stuff. Also, in terms of...
Where's the mic? Oh! Party foul right here.
Second one in
3 minutes. Shot glass. Next, who has the mic? Where's the mic?
I got the mic.
Go. Speak. Speak then.
Also, in food service hacks, if you have a shirt of a restaurant, call a neighboring restaurant and be like, hey, we ran out of such and such. I need this. Can I pick it up?
Ooh.
They will totally trade food.
Trade food.
You could get like a whole box of like patties for nothing.
Right. 4-1, 6-1s, all that. Oh, yeah. That's great. Very cool. That's a good hack, by the way.
Yeah, in the field of biohacks.
Sure.
Yes, sir.
Like other than drinking large amounts of beer, what other type of things, or have you had any interest in hacking human consciousness?
Well, there's always Mitch Altman's brain machine that you can get the kit off of. What is Make's website? Make.org, maybe?
Probably.
Make.org. It's makezine.org. It's basically a stroboscope that just... What's that? Possibly. It's not my area of expertise, but I have worn one, and it is quite dizzying. But basically, it overloads the visual cortex, and you get closed eye fractals and craziness.
Well, I know there's sensory deprivation, and then there's theta metronome, which is where they actually put a signal on your ears. Your brain.
You need to be on a mic, or if you're talking, please. No, you need to be on a mic or not be talking. One of the two.
Right, right. Like theta metronome, where your brain matches a signal.
Mm-hmm.
And sensory deprivation, where you're actually not aware of anything around you, kind of floating in space, and that actually causes something in your consciousness to kind of flip over,
yeah,
almost dimensionally.
Well, we're pattern matchers, and when we don't have patterns to match, we
right.
make patterns to match. Yeah.
Right. Right. Exactly. But nothing in that kind of field.
Well, do you know about neurofeedback?
Right, right. Neurofeedback.
Yes.
That's where you have like sensors
yes.
attached to your brain.
Yes.
What about that?
It's cool. Actually, I went through 2 years of it, and it. I guess I don't feel any different, but my EEG showed differently. So.
Okay. I have first of all a very easy social hack for most people. Anytime you guys want free fast food, go through a drive-thru. Tell them your order got screwed up last time, something very believable along those lines. It works about 90% of the time.
Oh, cool.
And you can order $20, $30, $40 worth of fast food, and that's how I eat free McDonald's pretty much every time I'm on the road.
Nice.
Or if you don't want to steal from people, the beautiful thing about Georgia is bread products aren't allowed to be on the shelf for more than 24 hours, I believe. So just hit up the dumpster behind the Publix. And it sounds dirty, but everything I've gotten beautiful steaks from dumpsters, and so the thing is an hour before they're good, but as soon as it hits 12 they have to be thrown out.
Okay, and I do also have a question for you guys. What was your first hack?
Excuse
I like story time.
Me?
What was your first hack?
Your first hack.
That's a
ooh.
Difficult question because that depends.
You think. I've got a good example right offhand. One of, maybe not my first, but the earliest one I can think of is, when did War Games come out? Was that summer of 1983?
84?
Whenever the movie War Games came out, I saw that and it blew my mind because I was very young and impressionable and an idiot at the time. And so I spent that summer mowing about 1,000 miles of lawn so I could get a 300 baud modem. Woohoo!
Yeah.
And I put it in my, I want to see a show of hands, how many people recognize this model? Franklin Ace 1000?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, we got a few there. Yes, the Franklin Ace 1000 was an Apple II clone. They thought Apple would license the ROMs like IBM did. Ha ha, they didn't. The fun thing about the Franklin Ace 1000, it was better than the Apple II because it would read IBM formatted floppy disks as well as the Apple formatted floppy. So I became the guy who transferred data back and forth between the Apple and the IBM PC people in high school.
Nice.
Because modems were so slow back then. So I get my modem, and I find out about this thing called ARPANET. And but it seems more interesting than BBS's, and I'm told that if you dial into the Vanderbilt University phone pool and then type in a few commands, this weird stuff like Telnet or FTP, you can connect all these other sites that are all around the world, and you're going through a lot faster connections than dial-up. And it seemed pretty cool, so I tried it. So my first internet access was in 1984, and my first legal internet access was probably in 85 when I was a freshman in college. So that was my hack. I think the Franklin Ace 1000 kind of set the tone for my future in IT.
One of mine was I was working at a company where we had an HP 3000 with, an MPE operating system.
I've heard of that.
And it had a double password system with user and group. And the sysadmin picked some really stupid passwords where I think the user password would be something like acro, and then the group password was phobia. And so once I knew the group password, I just went around guessing, you know, okay, well, if you had acrophobia, I bet the next is claustrophobia or necrophobia or hydrophobia. And I basically had full access to the entire system, including seeing what everyone was doing on the system, including the sysadmin, and I could see what he was supposed to be actually working. He was just sitting and playing Milbourne all day on his monitor. And so, yeah, that was one of my first.
I would say my first real substantial thing would be I got really interested in the telephone as a child because I grew up in rural North Carolina, and we still had analog switching systems in the early 90s. And, oh, he's creepy. Don't do naked yoga with him. Don't go. That's another story.
Cheshire Catalyst, though, way cool.
Yes, Cheshire's cool. So I was fascinated by the telephone because it was a way, we didn't have a computer growing up, but it was a way I could get in touch with anyone in the world because everyone has a telephone, right? And so I started learning about it, and I realized, like, all these people on TV, well, they're actually, they're real people. And they all kind of live in this one area. And so for a few years, I hand-dialed all of the Beverly Hills exchanges. And up until, I'd say, 2006, when I finally got in a bit of trouble, I had the largest celebrity phone number list in the country.
Nice.
And so getting in trouble, I mean, don't ever give that stuff to the PLA.
No.
Phone losers of America.
Yeah. I'm actually going to be in a rock video with Captain Crunch coming up soon. There's an Australian...
Can he move enough to do that?
Yeah, I mean, there's an Australian heavy metal band, sort of like a Twisted Sister style, called Mechanical Black. And they're doing a cover version of the 1980 song Electric Dreams, if you remember the movie Electric Dreams. And so while they're doing the song, they want to have a bunch of people doing cameos in like these video chats, sort of like Brady Bunch appearing, just famous people from the tech scene.
Yeah.
They've been reaching out to all kinds of people. And so I recorded a cameo. Captain Crunch is in there. Bruce Schneier is going to be doing
it. Tell me Emmanuel's not in it.
Wozniak. I don't know if they reached out to him. They've reached out to like hundreds of different people. I even reached out to Drew to see if he wanted to see if he wanted to do a cameo. And it could be out next year, so maybe we can show it at next year's Hacking 201.
Hello.
You, with the mic, go.
Yes, this is more about social engineering.
I love it, go.
Okay.
Shut up the rest of you, god damn it!
Yeah, we're trying to hear.
Are there any competitions where the same goal is achieved, but it's more quantifiable, so it's like who can get the most...
You know, social engineering competitions?
More like who can find the most dumpster loaves of bread or something like that.
There is a social engineering CTF at DEF CON. I have not
pass the mic and
participated
come get your beer.
In it, but I do know it exists.
What was the name of the thing you were...
The rock video? It's the group's Mechanical Black, and they're doing a cover of Electric Dreams. We'll always
make
be
sure
together.
That yeah. Something else. Yeah. And okay. So I have a bunch of questions. I'll start with one that seems the best.
Start with one, then pass the mic. You have to get back in line to ask additional questions.
So there's been a lot of problems with the whole SSL CA. There's way the hell too many in your browser.
CIA.
Your browser recognizes what 130 something CA certs, including the Hong Kong Post Office and everyone else.
So what's your question?
Yes.
Can you think of a way to fix it? Maybe a radical way to fix it. Maybe not a way to fix it the way you would do it, but a way that you necessarily, but the way that you think can actually work. Does it require an event, and if that event needs to happen, how could that event happen to persuade them to get it to happen?
Magic elves. Come get your beer and pass the mic.
It's true.
Okay, that is the question from the yak.
Ooh.
So I have two things. First, I just want to say I built this thing longer for Dragon Con, and I realized yesterday it's the perfect photobombing tool.
Oh, yeah.
So I've spent most of today wandering around trying to get behind people, getting their photographs taken. So if anyone's looking on Flickr and you see a big yellow thing, please tag it thing longer so that everyone will know me.
You need to put it...
Tag it what?
Put a QR code
thing
on
longer.
It.
Thing longer?
Thing long finger.
He's
and then
pointing something at me, and
F-I-N-G-O.
It's long.
I have a question for you. A couple months ago, someone claimed to have solved the last bit of the Zodiac Killer code. Is that bullshit?
Yeah,
seems too good to be true.
Short answer, yes. Okay, I've looked at it, and it's really easy to say the answer to a cipher, but what you really want is you want to provide both the answer and a method so that someone besides you can produce the same solution, because it's just too easy to say, oh, I've solved it, and say, well, how did you solve it? Oh, well, it's a secret method, and I'm not sharing it. So then it's bullshit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next question.
Mm-hmm. How many of you are ham radio operators, and how can you use that in whatever social engineering hacks you can come up with?
I'm not. It's something I've never gotten into.
Hams, raise your hand. We're having
I'm a ham, but not a ham radio. Ham,
we're having
ham
a ham radio talk tomorrow on the science track early in the morning.
I know, but this is now.
I don't know. I kind of like ham radio, and I wouldn't want to mess with it too much. They do good stuff. Hams tend to be good people,
yeah.
So I don't fuck with them.
I don't want to mess with that, really.
I code for a living, but I've never hacked proper. Do you have any venues that I could explore to get into it?
Hack what?
What was the question?
Hack what?
I said that I code for a living, but I've never properly hacked.
Properly hacked.
What do you code in? What do you code in?
Have you
what language? Python? Ooh. Okay.
Okay.
She's a Python.
I like Python.
Now in Perl. Okay. To answer your question.
Look at books for learning Perl.
If you go ahead and get a beer.
get a beer past. That's bad.
You're actually a Pikachu.
Pikachu.
Oh, that's what that meant. A wild, sexy Pikachu appeared, and then you were eaten by a Gru.
Python-a-chew.
Okay.
Yeah. Python's fine if you can indent. I can't indent. Okay.
You broke my comment board. Awesome. Your post broke the comment board. Oh, no.
Whoever ran off with the bottle opener, bring it back.
Yeah.
Okay. To answer the question, we touched on this last night. I get this at Georgia Tech a lot, where students say, but how do you do like this hacking, and can I do it on the network? Only if you want me to show up in your dorm room with the police with me.
Exactly.
And you don't. So if you want to do this and not get arrested, go to the OWASP website. That's the Open Web Application Security Project. They have a downloadable environment that's written in Java that you download to your machine and run. And in fact, I could probably pull it down now and show it to you. And it has cross-site websites already pre-built with cross-site scripting and SQL injection vulnerabilities with lesson plans and instructions on how to actually hack the sites, do SQL injection and cross-site scripting.
This is more accurately an email that you should send her. And next question, please.
Yes, next.
So that's for the whole group.
Give the mic. Give
go research SQL injection. There we go. Okay.
Yeah,
SQL,
I
not SQL, please. SQL. Learn how to spell it properly.
Ask the question. Yeah. Ask it loudly.
All right. First off, to say congratulations to GarwaStick because he did a really good like karaoke set before. But also, I went downstairs to get a question. Do you want to do like a drinking competition and stuff? Since you cattle brought me before.
He's just come back.
I don't, but...
Come on, man. Anyone on the panel?
What? I have to work in the morning.
Sorry,
I can't do that.
Here, what was the question?
Do you want to have a drinking competition?
No. No.
One.
I guess I would win.
I'll do it. That sounds like a challenge.
No, it's not.
Fighting tool. Come on.
Just take a drink and go.
You guys up for it?
I don't know. I had to pee.
Man, torpedo.
TMI. I appreciate the offer, but I'm a lightweight and
next.
I got to work in the morning.
Next.
I will admit, you would beat me. So you...
You would not
beat
me, but we don't
have a beer to that.
Speak to my Python.
Truly, anybody who knows me knows I beat just about everybody.
I got nothing against drinking competitions. I just really admit I'm a lightweight and I got to work early in the morning. I still got another day of con to run. So appreciate the offer. And other circumstances maybe, but you'd still beat me. So
how many days this weekend have you been drunk all the way to 7 p.m. without drinking that day?
No, it's true.
Weekend.
I watched him.
I have a funny Randall drinking story. Would you like to hear it?
Yes.
Actually, that'd be fine.
So yeah, Hacking 201 a few years ago, I believe Randall brought something like this with him to the to the panel, and it was already about half empty.
Oh yeah.
And it was fun because as the panel went on, Randall was answering questions, but he began answering questions that no one had asked. And he began talking over other people, and the answers to coin the talking heads slowly stopped making sense. So finally, I kind of had to gently take the bottle away from him, pat him on the back, and say, Randall, why don't you put your head down on the table and take a little nap? We'll wake you up when the panel's over. And he said, okay, Johnny, thank you.
So, no, I think I win for the most drinks consumed in an entire drink on the weekend.
I'll tell you someone else. If we can get in here next year, who's who you want? If we can get Aubrey de Grey back and have him on Hacking 201 next year, holy shit, can that man drink?
truth. This is truth.
But he won't shut up.
Huh?
Didn't shut up.
Well, we brought him here to talk, and he's an interesting guy. And, you know, he might help us all live forever, so let him talk.
It's true.
So say we all.
Yes, sir.
All right, in terms of social engineering, and if you're performing a hack, are there any, like, be it over the phone or in person, is there any, like, words, phrases, or body language that'll immediately kill your hack?
Yes.
Yes.
Not being in rapport.
Yes.
Get in rapport.
And don't say the word masturbate.
Yes.
Always.
There's one. There's one. Or
don't be too specific. You know,
the more vague
Be kind of general. It's kind of like a good horror movie. You don't want to get everything away at once, and you let them fill in their own answers. It's actually, in some ways, I found, it depends on the circumstances and how good you are at pulling it off. It can be more difficult doing it over the phone because you don't have
visual
cues, especially email and messaging and stuff like that, where you don't have tone of voice or any of that type of context. But if you're lousy at that type of stuff, then trying to social engineer face-to-face in person may actually be a detriment to you. You got to figure out your own strengths and weaknesses.
What you got to do is learn to pay attention to what people are sending you from across the room.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not able to do that, don't try this.
Okay, this is creepy as fuck, but these are the people who are the masters at it.
Yeah.
Clinical sociopaths.
Mm-hmm.
And usually they don't advertise the fact that they are sociopaths.
And salespeople.
But there are I'm serious. There are actually a few blogs out there that are written by sociopaths for other sociopaths. They give each other tips on dealing with people like you and me, neurotypical. They can remain anonymous. And they describe how easy most people, if you're a sociopath and you have no empathy and very few emotions and you're pretty much logic driven and you exist by observing and mimicking, then people like you and me who aren't sociopaths, I assume you're not one, apparently we're very easy to read and predict. And there's all sorts of fascinating articles on living amongst, quietly working with, playing with, hunting, neurotypical folks, as they refer to.
Unless
looking at right here, like
check those blogs out.
Unless you're an Aspie like all of us.
You need to figure out how to do that.
Yeah. Just that's Google sociopath blogs.
If you go to Wikipedia and look up cold reading.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you, Alonka, for Wikipedia.
Yes.
Good question. Grab a beer or two.
I've got
a buddy that does
that
really well,
by the way.
I'm a good one to ask.
What do you consider the easiest way to get alcohol at a con?
Right here.
Have breasts.
Has two thumbs and lots of beer in front of him. Okay. Here.
Vagina helps too.
Oh, very much
I don't have
so.
A vagina.
But those usually aren't out during the day.
No, I do not want a vagina.
I don't know if any of you are familiar with the Linux Terminal Server Project, but it's a thin client where you run a client on, you know, and you run the other, use the server's processors and process B and storage, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Have any of you all seen a privilege escalation exploit that allows you to go from thin client to root on server from the thin client?
That sucks if it happens.
I have not.
Because what I'm thinking of is that if you're using the server's processor, you should be able to, like, say in a 64-bit system, go back to 32-bit and maybe inject a shell inside of it.
This is why I don't run Linux anywhere, by the way.
There should be something interesting to try. What do we got here?
Say that
again.
Everyone's
by
Thomas
the chat earlier today, by the way. I actually
not necessarily from ThinkLine, but there is, you can inject. There is a way to inject 32-bit into a 64-bit, like x86 binary, x64.
You two talk amongst yourselves.
Yes.
Next question, please.
Form a committee in the corner.
Because you didn't listen to one of the first things we said at the beginning of the panel. If we ask if you are of legal drinking age in the state, your answer is
yes. Under the legal limit, as in my blood alcohol content is not.
Oh, well, there you go. Oh, you are under the legal limit because you have not had enough to drink, and we shall fix that.
It's fine. MARTA still runs for a little while longer.
Ask. Talk. Just talk.
How do you?
Go.
How do you hack into a kiosk where the system administrator has disabled the window manager?
There's a site for that.
There is a website.
Yeah.
You go there, it does its
There's an app for that.
You gotta go find the website.
Google it.
Thank you.
Next question.
So y'all mentioned that the law is pretty vague in a lot of areas.
Yes.
And you mentioned that you had a buddy that got caught up in some legal bullshit and is now in jail. So I'm wondering how many of you from the panel have got caught up in some legal stuff and had some close calls.
That would be me. And, you?
No, I'm pointing at you.
Oh, you're pointing at me. All right, yes. Okay. Yes, I was actually a felon three times over because of my activities. And if you don't know, please go back to the archives of this track 10 years ago. This is my 10th year, by the way, guys.
We love you, Randall.
Scott went to bed. But you, Scott
leaves early for plausible deniability purposes.
So Scott invited me 12 years ago, and I said, you know, we haven't done the appeal to the Oregon Appeals Court yet, so I couldn't speak. But 10 years ago, thank God, he approached me again, and I said, yeah, now I can talk about it because the only choices I have now are the federal Supreme Court or... this was the other alternative, which is really sucky, which was declaring my lawyer incompetent. That my lawyer suggested that. It would have sucked because I really, you know, I don't want
to.
He's not that incompetent, exactly. It'd be a paradoxical thing. But no, you need to go back. The first time I was here, I talked about my case in which I have spent $275,000. Even having spent that, I was a triple felon for 10 years until the expungement 3 years ago. So be happy you're not me. That's all I'm saying. And the case is well documented. There's websites about it. I
love you, man.
Thank you.
And he wrote some damn good books.
And I wrote some damn good books on top of that.
And I'm sure Sugar Daddy Leo helped you out.
Leo doesn't pay me a dime. But anyway, okay. Yeah, we're not talking about that.
Next one.
Please, next question.
Okay, here's my question. Please. When you get into these areas of if, and this is the reason when it's involving law, this may be set up, this may be something I'm going to do, the how-to guides are becoming kind of noticeable, they're being played with. Do you know of a good URL that anybody with enough intelligence can understand what it is, can help you get to the right answers?
The right answers of what?
What? Gift? What's a gift? What's a gift answer?
I mean, the reason why that 42 is I'm hearing is one of those things you'll see is like leaking. The other thing. Oh,
I'm very confused.
Wait, wait, wait. The reason I'm saying this is, where is the warning site for all the guys who understand it?
The warning site? Well, generally, when we write tutorials or you write for 2600, you generally put this little warning in the beginning.
No.
The warning site for the guys who actually want to see what's changed, and we should not play with this right now on this site, or you're gone.
Well, if you don't want to get in trouble, you shouldn't play with anything.
Uh-huh. I'm just confused.
It's just like your mom said, you might go blind.
It could be a good question, but I'm too intoxicated to tell right now. So.
That requires more cells than I have.
We request that you make your questions simpler now for us.
Please make your questions in the form of a haiku.
I can't do
five,
that.
575.
I recently watched Hackers the movie for the first time.
Hackers
Can I have a beer for my trouble?
Hey, what are you talking about? Dude,
you mean to see Angelina Jolie's nipple?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, where's the trouble with that?
I watched it on TV.
That movie was my puberty.
Hey, wait, no.
I have to say, that movie was Emmanuel Goldstein help. That is a real account of Kevin Mitnick.
Sure it is. No, the only thing good about that movie was Angelina Jolie's nipple.
I like the soundtrack.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're invading. We're going through 3D space because that's what we have to do.
I'm going to Hacksaw Yuri Gibson.
Well, I mean...
It's almost as bad as...
Next question.
As the thing in...
For those of you who know him, Dual Core says hi.
Oh, hell yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Good. Well, that was great. It was easy.
So in the real physical world, what kind of extra... What security procedures do you go through that aren't very common, that are more specific to you?
Wait, you get, if you get closer, okay. it's less.
No, yeah. Step closer.
So in the real physical world,
yes.
What security procedures do you go through that aren't very common, that aren't, you know, something that's on the list of, you know, do this?
I put my wallet in my front pocket, but now I'm going to have to change that.
But that's, well, no, but I mean, that's the thing. It's like there's always these lists of 101 things to do.
I put it in my right foot. They're never right.
They're always very vague things. I was just wondered, like, what kind of physical security stuff do you guys go through?
It depends on your situation. For example, you're a CEO or CTO at some corporation, and say your company uses the HID, RFID entrance badges. Well, I have a cigarette pack full of a bunch of resistors, a microprocessor, and some capacitors, and I just bump into you, and all of a sudden I'm in your building. And that's the issue with that is people carrying their IDs in their wallet. So, I mean, it depends on your situation.
Yeah. Yeah. Good answer.
So if I want some older mainframe platform hardware to actually test, try out, but it's very expensive on eBay, especially the ones that are still in use.
You can probably get virtual versions of all that.
So,
yeah, emulators.
But are the emulators actually accurate enough to really get a sense of, like,
of
can you break the disk over and over to it?
Emulators are
that sort
fun,
of thing.
But there's nothing like the real hardware.
There's a really great PDP-11 emulator, for example.
Yeah, if I'm going to figure out, like, what do you got to do to the disk of, reliability test, you know.
Remember the Tron guy?
Tax.
Yeah.
He maintains a Hercules emulator for the S3.
Yeah, no, really. Check
the
emulators.
And DaBeef.
There's no substitute for hardware.
DaBeef from Telefreak has a bunch of old, very obscure mainframes that he runs that you can get a shell account on, but
yeah.
Also, what I really like is the MAME thing. The MAME thing can emulate
MAME is
old,
fun. I like
old
MAME.
Games in such a way that
what hardware in particular are you thinking about?
Various old IBM mainframes, COBOL systems that are still in use at various large corporations.
The best answer you're going to get is it depends on what you want. Some hardware is easier to get than others.
Yeah.
Some emulators.
It
depends.
You could do actual hardware emulation and get like an FPGA. And I mean, I don't know that
assumes I know what. I have
a machine code.
A complete understanding of the system to emulate.
VeriSign.
The wear the disk has.
You've gotten three answers so far. Keith has got to give you the fourth.
There are historical computing societies. There's one here in Atlanta. And these guys actually have and operate this kind of equipment. Yes, the Atlanta Historical Computing Society. They have a meeting every month, and if you go in their garage, they have amazing stuff. I just gave away a 6-foot-tall pile of Sun equipment and a pile of NextStep stuff. So, if you do a search for historical computing societies, they're all over the country, and they have some really awesome hardware, and they actually keep it running.
Next question.
Please, keep going.
In terms of social hacking, if you go to a really shitty hotel, it's easy to get into any room because the badges always get unmagnetized. You can just say, I'm sorry, my badge went.
I'm in room 407, man.
Exactly. They don't even check.
Your question.
But what do you do for the more upscale hotels?
A magstripe reader writer, which I've got. You want one? $400.
eBay.
I was thinking of a more social-based hack, but technology's cool, too. Okay.
What do you want? Why do you want to get in people's rooms? Come on.
Don't be creepy.
It's creepy. It's creepy.
Yeah, dude, you don't want to be a creeper.
Like her answer was creepy. Stop doing that.
What's wrong with creepy answers?
Well, I don't know. Then there was SummerCon 95 when there were legitimate reasons to get into other
rooms. Sometimes strippers help. If you want to get in a hotel room, bring strippers with you.
And alcohol.
At least if you're at DEF CON.
There's nothing wrong with strippers.
No. That guy was next.
Oh, no, I'm answering part of this question. Is stand in front of a door and shiver in a towel. And nothing but.
Oh, that works.
Nice,
that works.
Nice.
I'm sure that some of y'all have done certain illegal acts.
Come get your beer.
I'm sure some of y'all have done certain illegal acts of which the statute of limitations has passed. I was wondering if y'all would be willing to disclose those now that the statute of limitations is gone.
No.
I've never done anything illegal in my life.
I have never operated a pirate radio station in Nashville, Tennessee.
I argue that I've never done anything illegal in my life. But apparently that's not what the state says.
Have you ever been drunk in public?
Yeah.
No.
Drink. No, not really. We're getting rid of the beer. Just anybody asks questions, fine.
I don't know exactly how illegal this is, and it's not really packing. I don't know, sex on top of a nuclear reactor?
Johnny, he's so young.
Oh my God, you're...
Are you offering?
Johnny, he's only 18.
Your gamma rays are infecting me. Your gamma rays.
University of Florida in Gainesville, the honors dorm was right across the street from the engineering college, and the closest end of the engineering college to us is where they had the campus nuclear reactor, which we found out was, I found out my freshman year, was capable of making weapons-grade plutonium, so we were actually a Class 1 military target during the end of the Cold War, should we have gotten into it with the Ruskies. I was about 300 feet from ground zero.
Okay, Johnny, we're gonna have to arm wrestle, because I've heard that Reed College in Portland is the only college that has a working nuclear pile.
This was in 1986. Yeah. I don't know about now.
Okay, so today, Reed College, Portland, Oregon. Where, in fact...
Go Gators!
Wait, you're not a terrorist, are you?
In fact, Dr. Demento that's where he spent his time, yes.
What, are you racist?
Yes, exactly. But go ahead.
She's a patriot, man.
Each one of you, how quickly have you been able to pick a 5-pin tumbler lock? Johnny X.
Oh,
5-pin.
Not my
it's
skill.
It's been a while, but I think maybe 4 minutes. I'm not particularly good at it because I don't practice a whole lot.
Not my skill, but how fast have you done the 1 through 5 buttons?
Oh, those? Oh, God, 30 seconds.
Yeah, well, yeah. Just lovely.
Just oh, funny story. I was working for a police department, sort of, when that article came out in 2600, yes. And so I showed it to them, and they freaked the fuck out. And this is really cool. They found out I was working for Vanderbilt University Police Department at the time, which they found out, based on that article, they cracked a drug ring that was operating out of Vanderbilt University Hospital. Apparently, several nurses and doctors had gotten quite addicted to various substances and were getting into the drug cabinets and pulling out the medical-grade drugs and replacing them with look-alike candies and then selling the real stuff on the street. And the scuttlebutt was that there were a few patient deaths that resulted from that, but the university never made it public because they didn't want to deal with the lawsuits. They just very quietly either cut deals with or jailed the people involved.
Any of you, I can get
a 5-pin on just shy of a second. It depending on the make.
Of course, it depends on the make. It depends on the quality as well.
Yeah.
My only claim to fame is those 4 roller bike locks.
Oh,
I can do those
with a pen.
30
yeah,
seconds.
Big pen.
Exactly. That's true. Uh-huh. Because you do this, and if it wiggles...
Good question. Grab a couple beers for you and your friends.
Yeah. I'll come back and ask the Simplex lock.
Okay.
Those four roller bike locks are stupid.
Hey there.
I can do it quicker with wire cutters.
I was just wondering if you guys have ever tried or how you feel about generating vendor coupons.
You got to talk into the mic or we can't hear what you're saying. Shut up!
I was just wondering if you guys had ever tried or had any feedback on generating vendor coupons for items at, like, Walmart, etc., and actually gotten away.
No, but there was a website for a while that had a big thing where you could enter in the product you wanted, the name brand product, and it would print you out the barcode for the generic, and you could go tape it on, and when you went through the grocery store, you were buying the generic.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Come grab your booze. Last question, then we're going to break and order pizzas, and we'll pick up a little bit later.
Yes. Who wants food?
No.
About half of you. That's
you.
Great. The other half wants
beer. Do any of
beer.
You actually know the way to get free time on the computer systems at, like, Kinko's?
Kinko's. Not today. No, I haven't worked at Kinko's in a long time, and in fact, I think I'm still banned from a couple of
them.
They
do not lock down the services menu, and you can turn off the time service. Okay. Which turns off the clock, which
Yeehaw.
Free time at Kinko's and the computer systems.
All right, so we're going to pause right now. Traditionally, at midnight, we break and we order a shitload of pizza from Papa John's. In fact, they're probably wondering why we haven't called yet. We're a few minutes late.
We did the collection. I got the $100 to make up the difference for the booze, so now I have money to drive home. Thanks to this gentleman now, we've got an extra $80. We usually get about 120 or whatever. I'm going to turn it over to whoever wants to take charge of ordering from Papa John's. Yes, they give us a volume discount. I will be back in a few minutes. I've got to go shut down the room next door. Who wants to take over the Papa John's project this year? No, we don't need to do it. We've got $80 right now, and people throw in a few more, and we'll ask them how much can we get for this amount of money. We usually get about a dozen pies.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, okay, there you go.
No, I don't want it.
So thank you all for coming, and we're going to keep going. But, yeah, we're not over yet. We're just ordering the pizzas, taking
pizza.
A social break.
All right, so just go ahead.
So if people want to come up and ask us questions, that's fine.
What?
Or we could keep taking questions, I guess.
How many did you get last year?
Don't know how that works. The mic guy is now gone.
But there we are.
Okay.
Captain John Strong?
Again, and some of our audience is ready to ask questions, and some of our panel is ready to answer questions, which is the best part of this.
Yeah, you're good.
Lonka's good. We're good. Guy to the left of me is good, and I think we're going to answer the questions. Go ahead.
Randall, this question is for you.
Oh, my God. For me directly.
Yes.
I hate that one. It's good. It's
and
fine.
It might be a little inflammatory. It might be a little inflammatory.
I'm ready.
I just want to preface this with, I think you're a great guy.
Thank you.
And I like Pearl.
I'm ready with this.
Mostly.
I'm ready with this. And you know where this is going. Right there.
My wife is back there. She might fight you about that.
It's okay. I've been having a great time doing this.
So I use Pearl. Okay. It was not my first language. It was not my last language.
It won't be mine either. Thank you.
But in what universe does its argument passing to functions not suck?
In the universe where you don't ever fucking declare prototypes. And okay, the three people in here who know Pearl know what I mean. Right. So that's it. That's the answer. Yeah, please applaud me for being accurate, even if the rest of you don't get it. Because he asked a specific question, okay? And I answered his specific question. And I'm very drunk at this point. But go ahead, please! Right, so go ahead, please.
Okay, I was wondering how the panel felt about zero-day exploits where companies haven't been notified first. Essentially, it's just releasing it.
Zero-day exploits are going to keep happening, and you can't argue with that. Yeah. It's just going to keep happening.
It depends what side you're on.
That's like asking what
they
you feel about
Hitler.
They can
be the best thing in the world or the worst thing in the world.
Thank you.
All right, my question is kind of a two-parter, but it is in the form of a haiku, like was requested earlier.
Hey, everyone, be quiet.
Yo, we got a haiku.
A haiku?
Shut up.
It's empty.
Yeah. Hey, shut up. You.
Thank you.
Amen. We have a haiku?
Continue. Yes. A haiku? To get root on box, what are the best tools to use, and I can't has booze?
My two syllable answer, what box?
my two syllable answer, metasploit.
Five syllebles, what box?
That's three. Meta.
What box? What? I don't know.
Metasploit.
There you go.
Not if you say it fast enough. Metasploit.
Yeah, and it needs to be related to a garden in some way.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And a season. And you just say fall or autumn or something.
What
yes.
box fertilizer is good?
Okay. You know, Randall, it's sad to see an outfit.
Okay, so here's my question. I was told that tonight there would be a presentation about distillation and the brew hacking 202.
Wait, about what?
A presentation about
Sorry.
What?
That was my special secret surprise. You see, because we have to be kind of unofficial about the
Science and Fine Art of Making Booze, a.k.a. Booze 101. It has to spread via word of mouth.
Yes.
And therefore, news about these things spreads slowly. I've been getting requests for years to do a Booze 201, where we talk about distilling harder liquors and trade samples and things like that. Obviously, I can't get that put into the Daily Dragon or the Pocket Program or anything like that, so we have to spread it via word of mouth. And the new plan is that midnight-ish or so when we break for the pizzas, the brewing people, the Booze 101 people who want to do 201 will also join the track, and they'll bring more fun samples should we run out, and we will continue the rest of the night with pizza and Booze 201. So there you go.
I am so French at this point, yes.
The invitation was made tonight. I thought we would have some Booze 201 here because I talked to various people involved prior to the con, but they may be off elsewhere in pools of their own vomit.
Yeah.
More booze.
Hopefully next year we'll have some Booze 201 show up for this stuff.
Pools of my own vomit.
Jedi Jenny came through and she brought us some of her booze. And it
was awesome booze.
Pools of My Own Vomit is my Def Leppard cover band.
Yes!
Now, I don't mean to interrupt your pizza, Jenny X, but this is to you.
Yeah, Paul and Storm would love that joke. I'm sure they would.
So just how do you break through a simplex lock? I had to do so recently, but I got through with a Swiss Army knife.
Simplex locks.
The simplex locks are those ones that have the five push buttons on them. There's a very limited number of combinations, and there was an article in 2600, which has been reprinted many, many times online. They give a particular sequence of numbers that you can work through, and as long as you can hit the buttons fast enough, you can go through the entire sequence of all possible combinations in just a few minutes. So that's how it works.
So there were some master locks?
Huh?
Are they worse than master locks?
It depends on the method of attack.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh yeah. If you haven't rated the panel yet, 5 stars, please rate the panel. Thank you.
Why hasn't every set of lock breaking been replaced by bump keys? But okay.
So
bump keys. Yeah. People who don't bump keys.
So what this man was talking about with master locks, I mean, just use a padlock shim, and it's. Less than a set, and I can make a. Do we have any beer cans? I mean,
we do.
It just depends on the method of action.
We have crappy beer cans. Yes, yes. We have 4 beers for people who are stupid. No. Okay. Now we're getting rowdy, and somebody wants to ask a question. Go ahead.
This is a very serious question.
Please ask a serious question, sir. Be quiet for the serious question.
So are you all wearing pants behind that table? Because we can't.
I'm wearing.
No. Did you see the screen earlier?
This guy right here, not wearing pants.
Did you see the screen earlier? I mean, really, apparently, I'm in pornography now.
We still had a lot of this left. And
I wish.
Pretty good for good questions.
How do you think?
The other question is, are jeggings pants?
All right, that was crazy. Go ahead, please, with your serious question. And people be quiet while people are asking questions. Thank you.
This is kind of a shot in the dark, but I'm a microbiology student getting my PhD.
Yeah.
And
Listening. Get closer to the mic, not further.
My dream job, I guess, is trying to spread science to people who are not currently in school.
Yeah.
Because I think it's important.
Science!
I think it's important that people know that antibiotics are not going to cure your flu.
Yeah. They just make one version of the flu worse, but that's not the same as the rest of the versions of the flu. Right?
It's an antibiotic.
Right, it's an antibiotic, so it only works against bacteria.
That's just what I'm saying. I don't know.
Have you heard about Draco?
That's how I am. Okay. Go ahead. Sorry. Your question.
I don't know everything about it, but it singles out double-stranded RNA specific to viruses, so things like the common cold can be obsolete in a few years.
Really?
So
I'll look it up.
Yeah.
How about the uncommon cold? I hate that when that happens.
So the question is,
yes.
Besides getting things like in the newspaper, what are some ways to get information out to the general population when they're not actively looking for it?
Viral,
marketing.
Social media.
Viral marketing.
Viral social media.
I'm serious. We had, DEFCON a few years ago, they had Hacksaurus, which was XXX, and it was literally like in-map tutorials, just all this basic stuff, and it was just done by naked women. And it works.
or you could be like, yeah.
Indeed.
Write a
It is an interesting question because you see, you're trying to get science out to the general public and they want to watch American Idol.
Yeah. Make it out.
We have a couple good beers actually.
So, as I was trying to write this app, my phone kept giving me a really stupid error message. It kept telling me that internet connectivity is required the first time you start this app to download information. A, this is not the first time, and B, there is internet connectivity in this room. So how the fuck can we fix this?
The fire sheet went down.
I got it, but it took me like three times.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So let's fix the AP.
Get an Android.
I have an Android.
Just kidding. I don't have one.
Hey, does anybody have a black balloon I can pop?
Which one?
A black balloon, maybe I can blow it up.
Here. We're going to explode a black balloon, I think. Yes.
I love blue lasers. By the way, I just sat with the guy last night to tell me for the last 20 minutes that blue lasers are the most efficient lasers. Are you talking to me? Oh, you're talking to them. Okay, all right. Because I think I'm giving useful information here. So that's why you're not saying shut up to me. Okay, good. So I sat last night. How many people here know Patrick, the laser guy from the Ghost Hunters series and stuff like that?
Yeah, Ghost Geek.
He's Ghost Geek. Okay, right. So he and I were chatting last night about the relative efficiency of red, green, and blue lasers. Blue lasers are absolutely the most efficient lasers you can get out there. So when you put 1 watt into a blue laser, it comes out at about a tenth of a watt, which is actually far better than green or red. So you really want to be on a blue laser if you want to do what we just did here, which is blow up a balloon. So
get
yourself a blue laser. They're not that expensive anymore. Thanks to Blu-ray, the blue lasers are very, very cheap. So if you want to put a lot of heat somewhere else, get yourself a blue laser.
Yeah, you can actually steal the blue lasers out of cheap Blu-ray players and jack those up a little bit and use them. And then put them inside a plastic gun.
The Blu-ray ones are not actually the best. There's actually another. There's another category of blue that's actually better.
Yes, different wavelength.
Yeah. So you really want to get like the really efficient blue violet, I think it is. Right.
Yes, the one on ThinkGeek for $2,000.
Well, they're coming down though. The price is coming down. Absolutely. Go ahead, sir.
On that topic, as far as lasers go, if you really want to put out some heat, did you try non-visible spectrum above blue?
I think you need to talk to the guy in the jester hat.
Oh, okay, there we go. Green is very inefficient, though. I've heard. Okay.
But isn't infrared low spectrum? I'm talking about high spectrum, like UV and up.
The best that Patrick said, I talked to him last night. I was sitting there for a while. He said absolutely the best for energy in to energy out is blue right now.
I mean, what... If you want energy, I'd just go with microwaves if you're talking high spectrum.
Yeah, there we go. Right.
I'm just talking delivering heat to...
Yeah,
microwaves work.
Microwaves only activate... No. Isn't that only water that directly reacts to microwaves?
It depends on the resonant frequencies.
Everything.
It depends on the resonant frequencies and the wavelength.
But really, go blue.
But
go
you're
blue.
But you're made of water, so. So if you want to kill people, microwaves. Wear, yes. And wear a Faraday cage.
All right.
Yes. Wear a Faraday cage everywhere you go.
Water is one that is commonly known to be very absorbs microwaves very well, but it doesn't have to absorb microwaves very well in order to absorb the heat. Mm-hmm. You can melt glass with microwaves.
Yeah, it's atoms in motion, man. That was my Feynman.
The most powerful diode lasers you can get your hands on are in fact infrared. They're just not as fun.
I want purple.
Now, by the way, a Blu-ray is a misnomer, okay? Blu-ray players are actually purple-ray players. 405 nanometers is not blue at all.
Blah,
about as purple
blah.
As you can get.
No, this dude's cool, man.
I know.
Violet.
Purple. Yeah, it's good information. Eh?
Any more questions?
Please, we have a microphone
maybe
open.
Some answers.
And we have three more natural lights to give away.
Yes. So any frat
questions right now?
Any frat boys in the house?
Yeah.
We have Natty Light.
Oh, frat boys!
We have
We're
Natty Light.
With this.
Get the fuck out!
Oh, I love this. This is great. Oh, what? Duke it out, man. Duke it out. Okay, good.
Okay.
Sure.
So I head up a volunteer effort for trying to get homeless people to get jobs around in the area here in Atlanta, Georgia, right? So I'm trying to get them to show them to how you go and just type on a keyboard, right? Is there any tips you can give me as far as social engineering to get their fucking way in the door?
So I lived downtown for a while. I'm originally from Raleigh, North Carolina. When people are homeless there, they're really homeless. So I figured out, and not to sound like a hardened, cold-hearted motherfucker, but the homeless people here aren't actually people. And I'll tell you this for a reason.
That's okay. Those are the ones that I get really pissed off at.
Yeah.
So the people that actually come to
So what we used to do, we had an apartment on Fairleigh and Poplar. And so these guys would fuck with us every night. So we thought, well, let's fuck with them back. Maybe they'll leave us alone. So we used to go bum fishing. We'd get on the roof with a pack of Newports and a fishing pole. And when the same guy comes back every night for a cigarette that jumps, and then, so, well, we...
Wait a minute out here, I saw it last night.
Yeah, so, when a human being, presumably a human being, is jumping up in the air trying to get a floating pack of Newports, then as it disappears, they just look around like, oh, okay, that's normal, and keep walking. I don't think there's much you can do.
That's so right. That's that kind of person. I'm just saying in general.
There's a lot of underprivileged people in the area, and I was one of them for a while. And they would love jobs. I would have loved it. Well, I had a job for a little while, but
that's not a job.
Yeah. God, believe me.
If I got paid for do that, dude, I wouldn't have to be here.
It's the world's oldest profession. But really, and I hate to say it because I love humanity. Humanity
is beautiful. How much
do
you charge?
Alanka, I believe we've had this conversation every year I've actually been at Dragon Con. But in answer, I really don't think there's much you can do other than drug test the people that come in, and then you'll be less frustrated.
I
am so drunk, it's true. That's why I'm throwing paper out with the freaking
okay,
little
so
you can do better
tweezers.
Than that. That's like 2 feet. Come on, you can do it. Unrealistic drunk. It's never going to happen.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. This is really not a question, but since we are here trying to get rid of the bozo beer, and we seem to be having a little bit of trouble with that, I just want to remind everybody of how this went down 2 years ago, where there was a 40 of Colt 45, and the rule was, you know, if you ask a dumb question, you have to chug it. So in the middle of the panel, this girl walks in and goes, "What do I have to do to get the Colt 45?" And everyone goes, "Well, I think you did."
I'm friends with that girl.
Yes. So if you want to drink the natural light, it's fine with me.
What do I have to do to get the Colt 45?
Woo!
Show us your tits.
Actually, as a matter of fact, my question was,
Pascal, right? Why is that not used any so much anymore? It's
Pascal.
Such a great programming language.
Pascal?
And it was handed to me at that... Yes.
It was never meant as a real programming language. It was just a teaching language. So.
My point. So I tried
exactly.
to come up with the shittiest
it's,
question
it's
I could,
joke.
And I succeeded.
She's very geeky for this answer
and
question.
It's
fun for a class, but I really wouldn't want to do it all the time.
You know what I really like?
Fortran.
How? Give it up for Fortran.
By the lords of Cobol, so say we all. Exactly.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Actually, I used a fair bit of Pascal for a genetic programming project. And
oh, so sorry. So sorry.
But it is good
at
for tree structures.
Small talk.
It's great for tree structures because that's all Worth knew how to do.
Yeah, this guy just wants you to use Perl for everything.
No, I don't. I want you to use what's appropriate for everything.
Okay. Sorry, random goal in the end. You did like the whole speaker thing on your back, right?
What? Sorry?
Yeah, she's with me.
Yeah. Oh, cool. You guys with the raving party and stuff outside, like running along like with speakers
yeah.
and stuff. Yeah, man, do you know where that's going?
So what we do is yeah.
Are you a foreigner?
We're banned from the hotels.
He's a foreigner.
And by that I mean the sheriff's waiting for us if we show up in any hotel but this one. So we walk circles around the hotels because ATLPD loves us.
Yeah.
So really what they do, and as wonderful as it sounds, we generally walk around till about 3 a.m. and then we pass out because each speaker weighs about 70 pounds.
Oh, I can imagine.
And I can say I can
kilos.
Say I
can trace it to kilos.
Oh,
you.
I'm sorry, but I can say I went through what,
71. What are you talking about?
Imperial
units are confusing me.
I went through basic training and never had to carry anything that heavy.
35 kilos. Yes, exactly.
Someone that speaks English. Thank you. Sorry, I was wondering, what is your 49-1 or something on your colimine?
Oh, no, I stole that off a Boy Scout and gave it to her.
I was hoping for a slightly more, like, in-depth explanation, like, no, I just nicked it off somewhere.
So there's a naked Boy Scout out there somewhere?
Okay.
Naked?
Well, I'm just saying you stole off
what
a Boy Scout.
What did you wear when you were a Boy Scout? Just 419.
Well, and then Pedobear showed up in a window of Van and collected it.
Yeah.
Have you seen the ice cream trucks and stuff walking around outside?
I'm really hoping
but to clarify, I was in Troop 357. We were the big guns. Represent.
I'm really hoping they're not naming this episode the Naked Boy Scout.
The Naked Boy Scout. It's better than the Radioactive Boy Scout.
Actually.
Right?
If it's a podcast, we have to come up with a name, and that would be the name. The Naked Boy Scout.
The Naked.
Stop
today on the Naked Boy Scout.
Me. Ouch. Ouch. All right.
Sorry, could we also bring back the stun gun or whatever, the catapult or something?
No, that's Johnny X. He's gone, so. Oh.
He's having fun.
Hey, Alec, I think it's your turn.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
I have three questions. One, Andrew, if you read the first thing, where the fuck did Hillary go? Two.
Hillary Clinton?
No.
She didn't win.
He knows. She's behind you.
Oh, shit, okay.
Also, Rachel's breasts are behind
Number
you.
Number two,
so
Randall.
Naked voice cut, I like that.
Randall, are you drunk enough to hack Intel?
Am I what? Am
are
I
you
what?
Drunk enough to hack Intel?
Hack? No, I'm not. I'm not. Really. I don't have a machine. All I've got is my iPhone. I can't do that without.
Finally, when are we going to go hijack the fusion reactor?
Soon.
All right.
When will then be now?
I don't know.
Love the wonder. Oh, I love it. Hack Intel. I love it. Okay, now I'm seeing it. I see it now. No, but not.
We have one natty light left if anyone has bad taste.
I hacked Intel, apparently.
Speaking of Boy Scouts, how does the fusion reactor compare to that of the radioactive Boy Scout?
Oh, the...
The radioactive Boy Scout did meth. Look it up on Snopes.
On that last comment, I'll be really up for seeing anyone hacking anything on that computer. I mean, no one's... A couple of people are watching it besides Naked Boy Scout. Like...
Look.
Yeah.
All I heard was Naked Boy Scout.
Don't spell my name with two L's. My name is not have two L's. Oh, if you're going to put me up on the wall... It's not two L's. It's R-A-N-D-A-L, okay?
And write it in Perl.
Understand.
Merlin, real Merlin with a Y.
Thank you. Got it. Okay.
It's like Perl. You can write it, but you can never read it right.
I'm not going to go to ASP.net because that's not me. All right, here we go. What? Oh, yeah. Good. Yeah. Whoever did that, good.
Rolls.
Rendell. Yes.
Who was that?
That was good. That was nice.
Leave.
We'd love to give you more alcohol, but apparently we're almost running out. All good, though.
I got more of a comment than a question. I got a machine for you back here if you want it.
No, I don't need a machine. At this point, if I can type, I'm not going to want to type. Seriously, I'm gone. So
Was that some sort of innuendo I didn't get?
Yeah! Who did that? That's nice. I'm on a motherfucking boat! Alright, I'm on a motherfucking boat! Seriously.
Today, O'Reilly's best-selling author singing...
I'm on a motherfucking boat! Right.
Wait, this is being recorded, right?
It is.
That's gonna be my new ringtone.
It's okay.
I might have to get a phone, but that'll
this
be my new ringtone.
Thing. I gotta tell you guys, I was on Joko Cruise Crazy 1. All right, what? Got somebody else who's on it? No. Oh, you're just saying yay. Well, that's great for you. But I was on this thing every single night. Every single night to begin the concert. They would do. By the way, Joko Cruise Crazy was Jonathan Colton and about 17 other people who are here at this conference. It was great. But every single night, they would start the night with, I'm on a motherfucking boat. So every time we're like singing that to everything that we're
doing. That's amazing.
Yeah.
You know what I really want to hear more of, Randall? I want to hear more of Alanka. Alanka needs to talk more.
Please.
Randall. It makes me happy.
So any of you guys hear about the Ricky McCormick ciphers? Any of them? Okay, so there was a FBI.gov website, front page of the website. They're asking the public's help to solve a code, the Ricky McCormick code. And this is a body that was found 1999, like 10 miles from my house. In St. Charles County, just a body found in a cornfield, and at the time it was just a weird mystery. Why is the body found there? So fast forward over 10 years, FBI says that in the pockets of the body there were two notes with encrypted messages on them, and so they posted on the front page of their website, FBI.gov, saying, "Can anyone help solve these codes, or is anyone?" Seen other codes like this, and so the attention of the world is all on this murder mystery from 10 miles from my house. I didn't do it. It wasn't me. Okay, but I was just curious if anyone had looked at the cipher. I've looked at them, and I can talk for a while on them, and we could probably throw a picture of them.
What do you think of them?
This guy had, it was obviously some sort of secret message that was meant to him. The question was, were these notes that he just wrote encrypted for himself, like a secret code, or was it something that he was encrypting as a message to send to someone else?
Okay.
We believe that the messages were written probably about a week before he died. The guy was a homeless guy. You know, he had several addresses. He'd been living with his mom. He'd been living in the projects. The last place he'd been seen was about a week prior to when the body was found, which he'd been to a hospital in the St. Louis area. The guy didn't have a driver's license. The cornfield was not on any of the bus routes. It was about 15, 20 miles away from where he lived. So it's kind of, and there was no obvious cause of death either.
Oh.
But then again, the body was found, he died, whenever he died or was killed, and then the body was dumped in a cornfield, and then it was about 3 days later before the body was found. This was July in Missouri, so kind of ripe. But there wasn't anything obvious like a bullet wound or a stab wound or anything like that. So it's just kind of an interesting mystery. So that's one of the things I've been working on this year.
Yeah?
Just one body, and there was no one particularly who had a motive to kill him. And it's also kind of sad that the guy had been missing for a week and no one had reported him missing. It's just something odd that happened.
Wow.
Well, what does the actual text look like that was left?
Can we pull it up? Who's on the computer? Can you just go to Wikipedia or Google and type Ricky McCormick, MC.
It sounds like a way to get a bunch of smart people to go look at a code. You know,
does anybody know Wikipedia?
Trying to get the public to work on some sort of encryption.
It's like, oh, hey, let's all work on
this. Yeah, we're all on a real
hey, I found the answer.
Oh, right
he
now.
Knows the answer. Hey, yeah. let's talk to him.
No, actually, we're all just feds and we're recruiting right now.
Exactly. The Wikipedia thing, I've heard about that. It's got some knowledge and stuff, right?
Sometimes it's all just kind of made up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, so I don't...
People could just edit it. Who knows what's there?
Yeah, who's to protect Wikipedia from just random people editing it?
Yeah.
It's
going to
be somewhere.
Owen, if you're bored, vandalize Wikipedia.
Whose page was trying to be deleted last week on Wikipedia?
Oh, that's right. They were going after your article really hard. Yeah, they go after mine. In fact, I've been declared dead like 3 times on Wikipedia.
Oh,
yeah. Okay.
A question that has not been answered. It was originally posed.
Yeah, I gave a talk on Wikipedia today.
Be quiet.
Shut up.
A question that was originally posed in the 80s by Captain Kirk. Why is Captain Kirk climbing the mountain?
Right.
To get to the other side. Next question.
Because he loves it. Because he loves it.
Is there an answer?
No, not really.
Okay.
Felt like it?
Your brother just
okay. So I've been dealt with some crap. Wait, let's finish this.
Yeah. Okay.
But if we're not finished this first. Okay. Thanks. Let me do one thing before you get to your thing. How many people were here last night and heard me do the joke about the Farnsworth? How many people heard do the joke about the Farnsworth? I've taken shit from my friends because
Kinky.
I was doing this joke about the Farnsworth. And they said, oh, that poor 18-year-old guy, he's going to be so upset about you doing a joke about something he doesn't know. Seriously, I've been taking shit for that. So how many people thought that was actually a decent joke?
Randall, I forgive you.
He forgives me. Okay, but... Oh, that's you.
No, it wasn't me, but...
No, it's the guy over there.
It's the other guy.
Yeah, the other guy. But seriously, I've taken shit for... Because he didn't know Warehouse 13.
Oh, that one.
That he was...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm at the beginning.
Okay. Now, how many people actually know the Warehouse 13 in relation to Farnsworth? Okay, that's a lot of you, right?
Isn't that
the
one with Captain
Janeway? That's the audience
Janeway?
I was speaking to.
How many people here know what Philo T. Farnsworth invented before the Fusor?
Yeah, and Captain Janeway.
You've all got one. Thank you.
And that's what the whole thing is. In Warehouse 13, the conversation things are in Farnsworth. And so I was just going for that, and I've taken shit for arguing with this guy. It is the problem.
That's why you just gotta make dick jokes.
Exactly.
Dick jokes go over well.
So I'm just saying, I'm upset with my fans for being argumentative about me for doing that. That's all. Oh, what's this? Oh,
this is one of the two Ricky McCormick notes.
Oh, there we go.
Surely this has been run against like.
Oh, yeah.
Rotation ciphers. I mean, I see spaces. And
yeah, I mean, there's spaces and there's repeating patterns like CBE and RSE, and then you got the numbers down there with 74 and 75. It looks like a cipher.
It looks very simple, but yeah. I assume if it's being presented, it's not.
FBI's run attacks on it. The American Cryptogram Association has run attacks on it.
I mean, I don't really trust them. The CIA couldn't even get cryptos.
Right. Well, they did have one guy, David Stein, got the first 3 parts, and the NSA put their computers on it in 92 and got the first 3 parts. And
forgive me.
This is a dead guy that was found in a cornfield in 99 in St. Charles, like 10 miles from my house. And he had notes in his pocket. This is one of the notes.
I read about that.
And we don't know. I mean, it looks like something was being communicated. It doesn't look like just random text. He wasn't just writing random letters.
It seems to be.
Yeah.
Certain letters show up more than others.
Uh-huh, right. There's absolutely certain repeating patterns in it.
So the obvious thing would be like A and E, but once again, if you run it against a rotation cipher, if that's the case, then it would just, poof, there it is.
Yeah.
one-time pad, something the guy did in his head? I mean, I don't know.
I would like to think that it's just random shit.
Yeah.
Because if I were to kill, hypothetically, if I were to kill someone in Missouri...
Yeah. If the last note I wrote was with a one-time pad that I never disclosed, that would be stupid. That would be very stupid.
What?
If I had the last note I wrote, was it a one-time pad I never disclosed? Seriously.
No,
what would the point of that be? Really?
I mean, crazy people do crazy things.
I mean, it's better than ROT.
Oh, crazy people.
Yes, crazy people, like
and
all of us.
He wants to converse.
Well, I got a quick question for the three of you. Are any of you on any panels tomorrow?
I think we're supposed to be.
2:30, I'm talking about the Global Game Jam. And anyone here that's never been to the Global Game Jam, I highly recommend it. Teams all over the world get together and make games in one weekend.
Mr. Telco, you don't?
I don't know. I actually didn't know I was going to be on this panel until five minutes before.
Ask Scott. Scott will know.
Are we being kicked out? Is that what? No. Oh.
No.
Good night,
your
Robert.
Wife has said it is time for me to go home.
You're married, ball and chain. There we go.
Okay. So the actual question I wanted to ask about the stuff I talked about earlier was anybody that I told a Farnsworth joke to confused, amused, but confused about the fact they thought I was actually attacking the guy?
No, not at all.
Is anybody here?
I don't know anything. I haven't heard the story at all.
You haven't. You weren't there last night.
Sorry,
okay.
Does anyone want to come for a cigarette?
Dude, that's a great idea.
Yeah, put it on fishing line and then
I'll
hang
one
off.
To anyone that doesn't have one, because a bunch of people lent me one.
By the way, speaking of cigarettes, there were a lot of social engineering questions earlier. So as I went out for my cigarette and my, what was it, seventh pee break earlier during the break, I decided I would
use
give
a bubble.
I decided I would give a little demonstration, and people.
Oh my God! No.
Not of my urination abilities. Even though I'm pretty good. I will just say, people really... So there's a lot of emphasis put on computer security, but people don't really think about physical security. I went outside, and I got... Because that would be a felony.
And you've never done anything illegal.
No, I did nothing illegal, but you shouldn't let people have your driver's license. Or take pictures of it. Hey, dude, can I take a picture of your driver's license? Sure, I'm drunk. People just, it's that easy. It's literally find someone drunk, be like, hey, dude, you want a cigarette? And by the way, can I see your license? Are you 21? Can you be drinking that? Oh, yeah, dude, I don't want to get in trouble here, dude. Yeah, okay, I'm going to have to take a picture of that just to make sure.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, was that where that whiskey came from?
Anyway, so we're in some conversation now. Yes.
Yes. Don't be stupid.
Okay.
That's my lesson to you all.
Hey, Katie, don't show your ID to him.
Yeah.
Or anyone.
Anyone.
Yeah.
Anyone you see in this room.
Except the cult.
Anyone at all.
The cult?
Not even necessarily
the cult.
Them.
Except the cult.
No, just ask for your lawyer.
If they say they're your friend, you can show them. No, I'm just saying.
If they say they have a cake for you.
The cake is a lie.
So you had a point. And
did you play Portal 2? Have you played Portal 2?
I have.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Any more questions?
Scrushulous, problem solved.
Diatribes, treatises.
So everybody's given up on trying to find Randall porn because, there's really not
enough. No, I asked earlier, are there any good artists in the... in the audience?
I'm undrawable, so it's not really going to be the point.
No, that counts. We'll do this.
Really, Randall porn? Really, the way to get Randall porn is to have me participate in porn.
It's called the Camel Book.
No. I did not do the camel. That's not porn.
You were too eager for that, Rachel. You popped up way too fast.
Exactly.
I could see it was brewing there. We got this. You gonna be a freaknik?
I don't know enough.
Do we have
come
a question?
To freaknik and we will
Wait,
do
we
this.
Do we have a question down here or not?
Yeah. Why haven't you played around with the what is it? The game of spies or something that they're running in here right now? The ARG, the beta testing.
The Debida testing in ARG, the main desk's over there. Why haven't you been playing around with it and screwing it up?
Because I've been too drunk.
I have a wife.
I don't, yeah, no, I have no, what is this?
It's an ARG that they are beta testing here at the con this weekend.
I have a life. That's why I'm not.
Oh.
There's all kinds of stations all over the con.
Wow. You know, if I was actually a con attendee, that I would do that.
There's some elsewhere as well, like the public library.
Pretend con attendee.
Yeah, I'm a pretend con attendee.
Right. All right. Nice. Next, please. Anybody, walk up to the mic, please.
Randall, as soon as the render farm over my machine room finishes in about an hour, there will be porn of you on the...
Oh, nice.
Hell yes.
I'm so downloading that.
This is a microphone.
Yes.
Hi, Tommy.
Hello.
Yes, nice.
What is the topic again?
What is the topic?
What are you going to sing for us?
Nothing. Whoa, where's Strict? I've never seen you without Strict before.
He lives in California. He works at the Gruplex.
I know that, but that at the I know, but that's sad.
Yeah, why are you not there?
We're having a burn in a few weeks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You never close your eyes.
Do you have a question?
Anymore.
Do I have a question?
No. Yeah.
Oh, you said someone come up to the mic, so I did.
Well, but you should ask a question.
Yeah.
Now.
What is your favorite?
Pink.
Al Stroger.
Favorite what?
Favorite what?
You got it.
I did, yes.
Oh, I'm so lose at that question.
Yeah, I know, because you're pretty drunk.
That's true at this point in hour. It's fine. I'm not arguing. But I'm looking for this guy to redeem me now.
Randall, how many have you had?
All of them. All of them, right.
Over 9,000.
Today only about 17.
Wow.
That's my guess.
That's almost as good as last night.
I know. It's almost as good as last night. The great thing is that as a guest, I'm the only guest on the EFF panel, by the way. Thank God.
Wait.
Oh, you're a guest now?
Now,
she's been a guest for years.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
I have never paid
so
to get into
Dragon
Con. Not
guests
once.
Lucky you.
For being here. One of the things we get access to is the thing called the green room. And the green room is, sadly, all the way, two hotels that way, and upstairs on the 17th floor.
But they check ID.
And they do check ID. But the great thing is, it's free alcohol every night after 8 p.m. So I was here, for an hour and a half before I came here.
Ah.
So yeah.
You know what the beautiful thing about this is, and this is the very interesting thing about the hacker community. So, for example, one of my heroes growing up, Steve Wozniak.
I know Woz really well.
Well, so the beautiful thing, when you can go to a place, whether it be New York at Hope or Nashville at Freaknik or Atlanta for Outer Zone, and get drunk and just stumble into a hotel room and see the guy you've based your life around and just chill out with him all fucking night. It's awesome.
I was with Woz when he met his current wife.
Really?
He met his current wife on a cruise ship about 6 years ago. Janet was her name.
Uh-huh.
Still her name.
Yeah.
Not saying that changed her name, right? But Janet was the education director for the Midwest Apple stuff. And I was there when Janet met Wozniak on the cruise ship, and I most recently met them again about a few weeks ago on a cruise ship, and they were very happy together. I'm very happy that they got married on 8/8/8 at 8:08 p.m. because Woz is really crazy about numbers.
He's crazy about a lot of things, especially Polish jokes.
So
if you ever meet him, ask him for some Polish jokes.
So August 8th, on 2008, at 8:08 p.m., that's when they got married.
Yeah. But so where I was going with this, I had said before, the first book about computers I ever bought was written by this man.
Sad.
And I am up here drunk on a stage with him.
I'm glad to be that guy. I really am glad to be that guy. You know, and what I appreciate about what I've been able to do for the industry, because I suspect that a lot of the people from 2004 to 1994 to 2000 read my books to create the interactive web, is that I had a piece of that, that somehow I had an influence on creating the interactive web. And without that, you would not see WWW on the side of a bus today. Or line noise, too. That's the other thing, right? But I suspect I had a piece of that. And I'm very happy to have been a piece of that.
Yeah.
I really am. I'm honored to have been a piece of that. And I will forever take that forward with me. And I'm really glad that all you guys keep reminding me of that, because I helped that all happen. Well, Python after that, but Perl mostly from 2004 to, or from 1994 to 2000. Python, Ruby would not exist without Perl.
We don't need to mention Ruby, though.
Python and Perl launched about the same time. So you can't claim that Python came from Perl. But Ruby was inspired by Perl. I'm absolutely clear of that. And Matt even says that.
I think Perl inspired Python because they wanted to make...
No. I've met Guido. I've had lunch with him. We know who he is. I've had chats with him. No. Guido did not base Python on Perl. Seriously. We'll arm wrestle now. Because, no, seriously. Seriously, I know.
I'm interested in this.
No.
If you can beat Randall, I'll give you a dollar.
Oh, I'm a fucking girl.
Wait, the first person to beat Randall. I only have a dollar.
Oh. You know, I play hockey.
Ooh, hockey.
Right, but she's a girl. But she's a girl.
My name's Badass.
Oh, I know. Okay, here we go. Here we go. 3, 2, 1, go. Oh, my God. Okay, great. Oh my God! Oh, that's fucking! Ow! Ow! That's it.
I hope I have a dollar.
Ow!
Rachel, your boyfriend just shook his ass.
Ow.
You okay, bud?
I'll be okay. We're alcohol. Yeah, I'm like, boo! If you're the guest, go.
I just thought that was funny.
So,
thank you all. And we have another question.
Hey, quick question. Has anyone used the commercial versions of any of these exploit scanner tools? Like, I can't think of any off the top of my head because I don't really use them too much, but does Metasploit have a commercial version?
Metasploit?
Anyway, has anyone used any of those to speak to their, how well they're able to penetrate stuff?
If it's a commercial version, that means you have to pay for it, so no.
Yeah, right.
I have a question.
We don't have any professional pen testers here at all?
We did.
First off, why would you pick a commercial version?
Because they tend to give you, like, 0 days and stuff to play with, is what I've heard.
So does BugTrack.
Yeah, but then you have to code them yourself and stuff. That's yeah.
No worm, yeah.
Generally, the thing with the commercial products is they give you a nice GUI interface where any idiot can click a button. That's the difference.
Alternatively, you have to write the GUI yourself.
But wait.
You can use command line and
What is a GUI?
What's a GUI?
Yeah.
I guess you use a VPS like me, right, not for everything. Yeah, it's I like the console a lot. Just
I have
GUI.
A Commodore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
I never hardcore. Needed anything else.
Did you build that that backpack that you guys?
I did.
Oh, cool.
That runs off of something not a Commodore.
Yeah. What is that?
It's basically a car audio system. It's a Class D amp at I believe 400 watts per channel. Is it? It's not my amp. Well, it is a Class D because it's a digital amp.
It's not so much digital. It switches at 126,000.
Really?
Essentially, the Class D is specifically as car audio.
Uh huh.
Specifically generated for doing the basic.
Okay.
My friend and they work together. My friend can like
sort of
regenerating again. Okay.
I actually did not actually use
the light. Yeah, the tripath.
Can we get this guy a microphone so that other people can hear what he's...
15 volts. And Class AB tops out about 15.2.
Okay.
But Class AB, 99.8% of the time in car audio is what you use for mids and highs and everything else.
Okay.
Class D is 95% of the time what you use for your...
0-1, like you have a progressive set of units, but all of them are running 0, they're off or on.
Well, it's switching a hertz cycle, and you set the crossovers and everything else, but generally...
They refer to it as a Class D AM radio transmitter, and it has... They're either on or off, and it's a row of them.
We've been going about 4 hours, I'm thinking.
If you use a high-speed camera, you can watch the lights turn on and turn off, and turn on and turn off.
Well, I think the issue here is industry terms. It is a digital amplifier, and it's a 2.2 farad 12 volt capacitor.
Although the only thing the capacitor is really doing for you is stiffening the voltage.
Yeah.
It's not actually delivering any extra power, and it's really only charging about 60% or so.
The cap is actually put there solely for the voltage readback circuit.
Right.
And then we run off of sealed lead acid batteries.
Right. And if you actually saw the little 4-channel Class D amp that Austin has now, that was one that I had sent him the link for.
Okay.
And what's the
is that the tripath amp that he had or the 100?
It's the little itty bitty board that'll go from like. Yeah. 9 volts all the way up to 32.
Yeah.
But so the goal for that was to get it all wireless running off of UHF.
Yeah.
And then just have like drill battery packs I can plug in and out. Yeah.
Well, that's what we wanted to have unstoppable for a while. We just haven't had money.
Well, he also hasn't been talking to me because I had actually built a different version of the box for him to try, but he never talked to me, so it got used for other purposes.
Well, that's the thing about Austin. He's kind of flaky.
It happens.
Yes.
Any more questions?
You. Okay.
We don't have beer from our questions, so these are now just questions for the sake of questions.
Randall, seeing as you're nicely toasted,
I am.
Hacking is generally based on creativity, thinking outside the box. And,
yes.
What is your best ideas that you've come up while drunk for any type of hacking scenarios?
Best ideas while drunk. Great.
Sorry, what?
So that'd be now, actually, because that's where I'm drunk, and now.
Are you saying now you're having the best thought of your life?
No, well, I'm just saying that if he's asking while drunk, this is a great example of me being drunk.
No, XKCD already went over this. The premium coding / thought is right around, what is it, 0.8 to 0.9, somewhere in there. And then, that's the Balmer peak, and then after that, everything goes to shit.
Wait, 0.9 alcohol BAC ratio?
Or 0.08. 0.08,
right. I've been there.
It's got to be higher than 0.08.
I was there a few drinks ago. So
to tell you what on the other side of that will do, I was here 1 year, and I referred to Randall as Larry Wall the whole time.
He did. He kept calling me Larry Wall, and I went, what the hell? No.
Same thing.
You can find bugs in concurrent programs better when you're drunk.
Really? No.
Random, my buddy.
I would argue that.
I'm going to go smoke a cigarette. You got to hold down this floor.
He's going to smoke a cig. I've got to hold this panel down. But the thing is, the best hacks, I think, are the ones where you have to deliver on...
Either I'm super drunk or that bug is impossible to
read. On something that's in your face. Something that's right there. I think that's the best. And right now, I don't have any hacks like that, so I'm not going to say anything that way. What? Hey, exactly. We got a couple more. Some mic. Who's the mic? Question. Go for the question.
Anyone want to spend time with me?
Time with you? Oh my God.
Good finally seeing you in person, Merlin. Appreciate Paul. Thank you. Appreciate Floss. Thank you.
You listen to Floss Weekly?
I do. I have it right here on my phone.
Oh, my God. This is cool. This guy is cool because he listens to my podcast.
I have Google Listen on here and RSS feeds in there, and every time you release one, I get it and I listen to it.
Do you know what a Farnsworth is?
Are you talking about the spacing and Morse code?
I'm warehouse 13. You know what a Farnsworth is?
Talking about the spacing and Morse code?
What, sorry?
The spacing and Morse code?
No, the Farnsworth one, Warehouse 13.
I don't watch TV, sorry.
Oh, sorry.
I spend all my time on computers.
Because I am. I really, I just want to not be completely bad on that comment, so, yes. Go ahead, sorry.
It was lots of fun.
So just, you know, thank you again for Floss. Don't ever stop doing it. There's plenty of open source software out there for you to cover.
You know, I got to tell you, before you continue, I love the show. I keep wanting to do the show. I am motivated to do that show.
Yes, I
know. So I am not going to stop doing it. I really want to keep doing it, mostly because I get to interview the coolest badasses of the open source community every fucking week. And that is, in fact... Oh, there's the Farnsworth. Right, exactly. So that's why I do the show. That's why I do Floss Weekly. So if you're not communicating with twitch.tv/Floss, if you're not listening to that show, please do. Because it's me interviewing the best badasses of the open source community. Go ahead.
I have an interest in open source software, since that's part of what I do for a living. There are new tools coming out every day. New uses for tools that have been out forever, and I can tell you the best ones that I've seen are written in Perl.
Yeah? Good.
Thank you. Keep it up. Don't ever stop. Don't die on us.
Was that a question?
No, that was a thank you.
Thank you, and thank you.
Linux Ninja, thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I think a lot of those guys have been reading my books, which is the best part. So, you know, that's the important thing.
So, Randall, it's been 4 hours. Shall we call it a night?
We don't call it a night until we're passed out.
Oh, okay.
If you're passing out, that's fine. Go ahead.
I'm calling it a night. Thank you all very
Ilanka's
much.
Ilanka's calling it a night. Thank you, Ilanka.
Good night, and thank you, Ilanka.
And I can go for about another 20 or 30 minutes, but I think I'm going to be wrapped to honest that. It's right in my mouth. Where else do you need to go? Oh, okay. That's fine. So I can go another few questions. If people have questions about Floss Weekly or Perl or open source in general or...
Okay. Excuse me, Randall. But everybody in this room needs to buy Ilanka's book.
Yes, please do.
Please, it is. I mean, I just opened it, and I'm already obsessed with it. It is great. If you like code deciphering, this is the book for you.
That's good.
Amen. Good night,
Randall. Best place to buy your book.
Give her money.
Sorry, what?
Get a book.
Best place
it's great.
To buy your books.
Buy my books? Yeah, go to Amazon or something.
Where?
Amazon sells them.
Okay.
Wiley sells them.
Yeah, I know they do. I was asking if there's the best place where, you know, preferably you get the most of the money, you know.
It would be smarter. Well, if you go to Amazon, I go to Amazon via my website. They actually get more of the money. Yes.
What is your last name?
Schwartz. S-C-H-W-A-R-T-Z.
Thank you.
And Randall with one L.
Exactly.
All right. Any other questions about Perl or anything I can answer? Because apparently the rest of the panelists have faded. And now nobody's asking anything. Okay, maybe I can go home now. This session will wrap as soon as the last panelist dissolves. I'm getting close. Ask me a question, or I'm going.
Which one's the button?
You just tap it and hold it still until it's done.
Okay. All right, come on, let's try this. All
right. Nice. There you go. All right. Well. So good night, guys. Hacker 201 is officially over.
Woo!
What's Hacker 301?
301's tomorrow morning, about 6 hours from now.
I thought 301 was canceled.
So wait, I need that one. It's not
that. Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, night, everybody. Thanks for coming. Remember, rate us 5 stars, please.
I already did.
Hmm? Yes,